want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless, and only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Just people.
Stop the rock.
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they mean. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now? All right, who's the guy last night?
Yes.
Well, you have these choices on TV. Survivor.
Yep.
The World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan playing basketball.
Right.
Sean Penn guest starring on Friends.
Sure.
Guess who watched Blackie Parrish host that lame United We Stand concert? That's right. There he is.
Can't believe you missed it. It was pretty great. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Chinaman and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's your source for the giving away of a brand new BMW.
No, not a BMW.
What is it?
A Mercedes.
Mercedes nut! Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara!
F you, Rob. Oh, my. What's he doing to him? And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday, November 2nd, Friday. And here are your phone numbers from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. And from the D.C. Metro, the most powerful city in the world.
Yeah.
We're glad to be broadcasting from today. Good old WJFK, your D.C. Metro number. 202-432-1067. Well, our lead story again has to be China Man equals Yankee victory.
Stop.
I mean, listen.
Oh, my God.
How else, you know, unfortunately, it's the first thing I thought of when that happened.
How else can you put it into words? How else can you make sense of it?
The Yankees are down.
I believe he would be from Korea.
Same thing, Mike.
Right.
The Yankees are down 2-0.
Right.
Two outs. Ninth inning.
Right.
CM on the mound. There you go. Haro. Goodbye. Yankees win.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Two nights in a row they do this. I cannot believe
it. The China Man. I tell you, Arizona. Listen, you know, we're rooting for the Yankees. Right. But Arizona. Ninth inning. Get around, Ian. Said it yesterday. I'll say it again today. So my free advice to the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Great relief pitcher. Has closed for them all year and done the job. It's well, just he will go down in history as, well, your best friend. And also, you know, one of the great chokers in World Series history.
The CM.
Especially if they lose the series.
As soon as they put the CM in. And it was late. I mean, it was this was before even, you know, later in the game when they put the round eyes in, who, you know, got the winning home run, you know, the winning hit off him when Knobloch came around with that,
right,
that awful throw. But as soon as the CM came into the game, we were still up watching it, of course. They said to Frieda, this is it. Yankees win. Look at CM's in the game. So,
and they did.
What can I say? More power to them.
Way to go, Yankees!
Good Yankees victory last night. Phone calls today. Today's is just, it's jam packed. We've got calls. We've got guests. We've got features. We got the key giveaway. We normally start every Friday show with a newsmaker of the week.
Yes. Very exciting.
And I don't think that I'm telling you any super secret when I say that the role of the celebrity of the week is Timmy Obibene.
Right.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Now, we have bad news today as far as the celebrity role of the week goes.
Right.
Let's go directly to Rob Spiewak's voicemail.
Okay.
So I want to play you a message received early this morning from Timmy, who portrays the various celebrities on our show.
Punch it up, hit one.
Oh, hit one?
Yeah.
Up there. What am I doing?
Hit one.
Oh, okay. The message is...
Hey, Rob. How are you? It's Timmy. I'm sick home today. I'll not be able to make it to work. I have a stomach virus. You know, please apologize to the captain for me because, you know, he told me he was going to need me today for one of his bits. And that CD that you're supposed to give to me today, you can give it to me on Monday. All right. Thanks, man. Take care, man.
Oh, Timmy.
So
Timmy's never sick.
Wow. Well, he is today.
That's a shame.
So we have a stand-in newsmaker of the week.
Oh, my God.
The bit will continue.
I didn't even let him there.
And let's welcome now. This is kind of an exclusive in these times of crisis. Every week we've had a different newsmaker on the show. And, Mike, I'm sure you recognize him in the next room.
Yes, I do.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. Second in command, Vice President Dick Cheney.
Very, very exciting to have the Vice President here.
Dick, welcome to our fine station on this fine program.
Let's get the show on the road, asswipe. I've got a country to run, and I got another bypass at 12 noon.
Well, thank you for coming out of hiding to speak to us, Vice President Cheney.
Don't mention it, Captain.
I know it's a matter of national security, but now that you're out, can you tell us? We know you've been hiding for the last week. Where is the secret hiding place you've been?
It's in your giant ass.
Oh, my.
You think I'm going to tell you? I'd rather tell the quote-unquote president where the hideout is.
Well, Cheney, you know, normally has a lower voice. This sounds like a small child.
You mean that George W. Bush doesn't even know your hiding place?
Nope. We don't clutter his mind with details.
All right, then tell me something, Vice President Cheney. What is the president really like?
Well, in person, he's quite stupid. Not smart like me.
Oh, God. Really, Mr. Cheney?
You bet, Captain. Around the Oval Office, he's even got a special nickname. The Secret Service calls him Melwood.
Great delivery.
They call the president Melwood. Why is that?
Duh. Because he's a retard.
What we call our operations director.
He's not here right now. Didn't you figure that out when you saw him jumping around in those queer Chinese pajamas last week?
Well, you want to take that from the top again, please? Melwood, why?
Duh, because he's a retard. Didn't you figure that out when you saw him jumping around in those queer Chinese pajamas last week?
I thought that was a diplomatic gesture.
No, asswipe. He wore the gay guard.
Oh, we should have had a rehearsal.
Oh, my God.
We normally rehearse with Timmy.
I love it. It's going swimmingly, as I said yesterday.
Let's take it. I thought that was a diplomatic gesture.
No, asswipe. He wore the gay garb because I told him to. Donald Dumsfeld bet me $20 I couldn't get him to do it. Easy money. Bought me a big plate of sausage.
So in actuality, you, the vice president, you are running the whole show.
Yeah, big bulletin, asswipe. I'm the big cheese, large in charge. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Now, what about the president?
D.A. Melwood? He thinks we're playing Stratego.
Well, now how do you explain his many presidential addresses on television?
I told him he was auditioning to play the president / next door neighbor on King of Queens.
And he believed it?
Of course. He's an idiot. He runs his country the way Jeremy Coleman runs WNEW.
Which is how?
Not at all. Two words. Figurehead. He still thinks Gore might have won. Uh-oh.
What's the matter, Mr. Cheney? Is it a matter of national security?
Goddamn right it is.
Do we need to redouble our security?
Nope. According to my combination pager pacemaker, my number 4 extra value meal is here with the surprise great super size gravy.
You know, the heart humor is coming through, Don. I really do. I believe so.
Now, won't that fried food aggravate your heart condition?
Heart smart. That's the least of my worries.
Oh, no.
Yes. It seems that when I was in my bunker, it was tight quarters.
Your secret bunker? How small was it?
There was only room for myself and five others.
Who were the others?
Let's see. There was Cal Ripken Jr., Tony Saragusa, Dan Rather, Rush Limbaugh, and O.J. Simpson.
That sounds like a party.
Yeah, an ass party. I left that bunker with full balloon AIDS.
What happened? Where are we?
No, I know where we are. I don't know if he... Did he get that last line out? Okay?
Yes, he did. Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's tragic, Mr. Vice President.
You bet it's tragic, asswipe. America's in crisis, and I'm only... What? And I'm on a one-way trip to Quilt City.
Oh, Mr. Vice President!
AIDS makes anthrax look like a walk in the effing park.
Well, listen, the nation unites in praying for you.
F you, asswipe. I got a table waiting at Applebee's. The password is pot roast.
Nick?
Good day to you, sir. Your show sucks.
But Mr. Vice President.
I said good day.
There he goes. This is fine effort.
Fine effort.
Dynamite Newsmaker of the Week.
That's right. I'm so glad that Barbara Bush had those programs for reading when she was first lady.
God.
Otherwise, that bit would not have come off at all.
Okay.
He's made enormous progress. You know, phonics works.
You know, we should have had a practice with him.
He still would have had to sound out the words.
We should have had a practice run with him. We normally have a practice run with Timmy.
Right.
I said to Rob, you think Charlie needs one? Nah, he'll be all right.
Well, I can't think of a finer substitute for the stylings of Timmy O'Bibanay.
Hi, Captain.
Hey, Captain, I got a stomach. Hi, Rob.
Can we hear that again, Rob?
I might have deleted it.
Oh, did you delete it?
Hi, Rob, I've got a stomach virus. Tell the Captain I won't be coming in. I come down with something.
Real unexpected.
Real unexpected.
That's right.
He's working great, Beef.
Oh, God, Timmy does sound sick. Did you say
it? Hold it.
You got it?
Hi, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob.
No.
Rob.
To check next, enter 5.
Wait a minute.
Delete 6. Archive 7. Message archived. There are no further messages. You have one old message. The message is...
Hey, Rob. How are you? It's Timmy.
Yeah.
I'm sick home today. I'll not be able to make it to work. I have a stomach virus. You know, please apologize to the captain for me because, you know, he told me he was going to need me today for one of his bits. And that CD that you're supposed to give to me today, you can give it to me on Monday. All right. Thanks, man. Take care, man.
Bye.
Message archived.
Yeah, well,
there are no further messages.
I've had a rather serious bout with vomiting and diarrhea.
Let's archive that one. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, I'm Mike. Oh, God. What's that showing on at the construction site? How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Who is this? Oh, Tom in Jersey. Hi, Tom.
Hey, listen, I just want to tell you, first of all, number one, your guys' show rocks.
Thanks.
You guys are, you know, my speed dial on my cell phone. I got to, you know, you guys make me want to call you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Second of all, watching that World Series yesterday, I think the new phrase is, I don't think the Diamondbacks have a Chinaman's chance of winning.
Oh, my God.
All right, thank you.
Oh, my, it's getting worse.
Out of hand.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's spiraling.
Hello.
Try to contain your joy, Rob.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Look at that boy's face.
Don't have a Chinaman's chance.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air. Wait, hello?
Hello.
Am I speaking Chinese here? You're on the air.
Oh, I think I figured out Arizona's problem.
Yes.
They're waiting too late in the night when they're putting him in. His eyes are getting weary, he's getting heavy, and his eyes are closed then, all the way.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Right.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Oh, boy, we're making a real Dagwood now.
Hello.
Oops. Hold on, which line? Oh, line 4. I'm Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's okay, thanks.
Hey, congratulations to the Diamondbacks DA to put in the CN to completely F the game.
Okay.
It is in letters.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, baby. I'm calling from Sacramento. I finally got through.
Hi, baby.
I'm in the past or the future. I can't remember.
Right.
Hey, Don, I wanted to let you know, when your brother comes for Christmas, be careful.
Why?
Because he listens to your brother. Remember your brother told him to kill Bambi? Or your brother said kill Bambi, and then Bart went out and ran over the deer.
All right, thank you.
Be gentle.
Good call. Thanks. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
That was eerie.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi, you're on the air.
You know, a sick Timmy Olivane sounds remarkably similar to a very healthy Henry Kissinger.
I was consulting with President Nixon, and unfortunately, I had a stomach virus. And,
right.
Then I went into the White House Situation Room to talk with Timmy Olivane, and I said, "Why were you late for the meeting?" And Timmy looked at me and said, "Hey, I got a stomach virus. I've had diarrhea." Thank you, Timmy. Thank you, Dr.
Thank you.
Kissinger.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty, good work, guys.
That is pretty right on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, I was downtown today, and I saw the Melwood Custodial Service.
Yeah?
And I was just curious if that had any correlation with Buzz.
Yeah, that's one of Buzz's side businesses.
Absolutely. Buzz runs that on the side.
I figured as much. They did have some high-standing workers.
Buzz is excited. Buzz is cleaning the streets.
Yes. You want a spiffy office, you call Burbank.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was just wondering how Ken Beatrice would feel about the CM being put in the GM that late.
Isn't the Ken Beatrice, isn't like the expiration date off the Ken Beatrice?
Well, I believe the Ken Beatrice expiration date was maybe... Five or six years ago.
Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Hi there.
How are you guys?
We're great, thank you.
It's great that the New York Yankees in the very last inning found a chink in Arizona's armor.
You ought to hit the delay pretty deep.
All right, okay.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Right.
You guys just hate me.
That's true.
Well, okay.
Well, you might have a point there.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to Buzz, and good day to Mike, and Zig Heil to Rob.
Good day.
There you go.
And what happened last night, Tenderman make a bigger mistake last night, Don?
Yeah.
Your crazy man. Yankees win.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen, everybody's excited that the Yankees won.
Our listeners are excited.
All right, I got a story here that, frankly, I don't believe, but they're saying it's a true story.
Uh-huh.
This comes from Alberta, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Alanis Morissette song, that song You Ought to Know?
Yes.
I mean, it's an angry song about, you know.
You ought to know.
And every time that you F her, you should know, you know, that I'm thinking of you and putting a dagger in your back.
I wish she'd look like you when she sang the song. That would be.
Well, you know the song. She's an angry bitch. And, and it was a story written about a true love that Alanis Morissette had.
Huh.
Okay. Now, have you heard this story?
No, I have not. I haven't heard it at all.
I'm serious as cancer about. I'll bet you 1 month's salary you could never come up with the
lover?
With a sitcom star who she had an affair with, who led her to the point where she wrote the song You Ought to Know. Do we have that CD around? Because once you know who the
All right, can I ask one question before, I mean, and you can answer it or not. Big or small, is this a huge star?
No.
Not a huge star.
But
so,
you know his name.
Right.
Rob, do we have the Alanis? Would you see if Joe's got the Alanis CD around anywhere?
Sure.
The one that has You Ought to Know on it?
Now, this would mean that he's also the guy that she gave a favor to in the movie theater.
That's right. She says, yeah. Does she do this to you in the movie theater?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not a huge star.
They broke up just as Alanis Morissette was writing the songs for Jagged Little Pill.
Now, she's Canadian. Is the star Canadian?
I don't know. He could be. He says he's still friends with her, and she's one of the most amazing people that he's ever met. He says that they talk about the song, and she told him that it was personal. She says, "What else am I going to write about? It's my life."
So it's not Gordon Lightfoot?
No, it's not.
It's not Alex Trebek?
Or Anne Murray?
Now, why'd you point at me with that?
No, because I told you, sitcom.
I know.
Sitcom.
Okay, I was just wondering whether that's not a sitcom star, but it's close. You were giving me the gesture, though.
No.
Were you just flailing your hand out
there?
I'm
just full of gestures today.
You're feeling the Italian thing today.
Do we have the CD? Because that'll really make it.
I hate to keep asking questions, but when you said not a big star, a supporting player in a sitcom?
Yep.
Okay. Is it Michael Richards?
No. Buzz, do you know the story?
I unfortunately know the answer, so I have to disqualify myself.
All right, hold on. Let's get the song, because you'll laugh. I mean, I hope I'm not giving this too much build-up.
Who's that Italian guy that was on King of Queens that was on our show? Huh?
Lou Ferrigno?
No.
No, I know. The guy who sang the Yankees song.
Oh.
No, it wasn't him, though.
Was it Patton?
I want you to know.
This is all right. An angry song.
I'm happy for you.
Okay.
I wish nothing but the best for you.
We didn't hear who she's singing about here.
I know the version of me.
That's right, Alanis said. Alanis.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah. When do you find out the celebrity?
This will kill you.
Listen to how angry she is.
I'm here.
I'm here.
Great song.
To remind you
of the mess you made
when you went away. It's not fair
to deny me
of the cross I have to bear that you made to me. You. Dave Coulier.
Oh, God. Amazing but true.
Dave Coulier. The dick from Full House.
Oh, my God.
That's the guy.
Dave Coulier.
That's the guy.
In a theater with Alanis.
Oh. I know the version of me.
She'd rather not know.
Yeah.
So she says an older version of me. So obviously he hooked up with an older woman, right?
A woman, yeah.
It's Dave Coulier.
Man.
You know, the douchebag that was on Full House?
Who hasn't really been on it. Didn't he have one of those, game shows or something?
He had, like, an America's Funniest
right.
something show
right.
for a while.
Coulier, with our former friend. The lady that used to be on the show, a blonde lady.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. Horrible.
Sorkin, America's Funniest People, Sunday night, ABC, 7:30.
That's why he's got the big brain, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave Coulier.
I want you to know.
Wow.
How
great is that?
Wow.
When did this slip out? Did she reveal this recently or what?
No, the headline says the man behind Alanis Morissette's You Ought to Know. It's one of those things you hear about, but you never know it's true. Alanis Morissette wrote You Ought to Know about her romance with Full House star Dave Coulier.
Dave Coulier.
It's true.
And I bet he is Canadian.
Probably. In an interview in the Edmonton Sun, they both collaborate the fact that he's the guy in the song.
Would have been funnier if it was Sagan.
They broke up just as she was writing songs for Jagged Little Pill. And the song's about him.
She's angry.
Yes, very.
But Dave Coulier.
Unbelievable.
With Blackie Parrish.
Yeah.
And Sagan and the Olsen Twins.
Coulier. And your ugly shirts.
You, Dave Coulier.
I mean, such art came out of that relationship.
Yeah.
Imagine business? I mean, really, like, he turns the radio on and he hears this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be finding out where Bin Laden is to see if he needs a funk mate.
Beware of an upcoming lyric. It's just the
warning. Oh, all right. Okay. I got you. All right,
turn it off. I know. We got the dirty version here.
You oughta know.
That's funny. God damn. That's the funniest thing I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, because Coolier was always that
goofy. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don, Mike, this is Tom.
Hey, do we have the theme from Full House, Robin? I know we got it somewhere, probably. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Dave Coulier and Alanis Morissette were on Nickelodeon together back in the 80s when he was on a show called Out of Control.
Oh, my.
and she was on You Can't Do That on Television. And they're both Canucks.
Right, okay, very good.
There's the link.
Thank you, my friend. He got,
you're very welcome. Have a good day.
He got favors from her in a movie theater.
Not in a theater. Doesn't necessarily say movie theater.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
Could have been like in a play.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, Karina.
Hi.
Hi there.
I love you guys' show. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
I was just calling to say that whole CD is all about him.
Really?
Have you heard the whole thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've got it.
Do we have the CD with the titles on it?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, my God,
see.
She is so bitter.
Hold on, you've got All I Really Want, You Ought to Know, Perfect, Hand in My Pocket, You Live, you know that song, You Live,
right. Mm-hmm.
You Learn.
There's a song on there that's called, I can't remember, I think it's like number 5.
Right Through You?
Yes.
Angry?
Yes, you need to listen to that song. That song is, I'm serious, there's a part in there that goes, like, you know, I'm a fish or something like that, I can't remember what it is.
All right, hold on, here it is. Man, I haven't even listened to this record for like 3 years.
No, that's a really bitter song.
You mispronounced my name. You didn't wait for all the information before you turned me away.
Oh, God.
Why didn't you just title the album F. Dave Coulier? Oh, this is killing me. It's all about
you.
Angry Alanis.
Hey, a successful career, the best revenge.
The best part of that song is at the end.
Hold on, let's hear a little of the theme. Right here. This is the reason she wrote these songs. Dave Coulier.
Whatever happened to predictability? Man, the
big from Full House, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I wonder if she had anything to do with the writing of this song.
She wrote all the songs.
No, I'm talking about the theme to Full House.
I don't know.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call.
Hey, thanks, guys.
See
bye.
You later. Bye-bye.
Okay. Yeah,
some great art can come out of anger.
How about that?
Well, you've heard all those songs that Jewel wrote about Jason Alexander.
Dave Coulier.
Want you to know I'm happy.
Like waving in the wings.
Dave Coulier.
I wish nothing but
Dave Coulier.
Best for you both.
How they recorded it in the studio, all the lights off. Now, will she have your baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something
maybe,
we don't know?
Maybe. Mike, I'll say this about them.
Just people.
They're just people. Anything can happen.
The incredible Alanis Morissette getting dumped by Dave Coulier in the worst move of his career.
That makes this album the best thing Dave Coulier ever did for us.
Yeah. That's absolutely true. I'm trying to figure out, though, who's, I mean, I'm thinking, like, he obviously didn't trade up to get her. She's nothing to look at. But then on the other hand, did she trade up to get him?
I don't know. I mean, but, you know, I'm just pure...
ability in their chosen field. You got to give the nod to Alanis.
Yeah, and I mean, this was, if he broke up before this album came out, she was nothing to speak of. She was one of the kids on You Can't Do That on Television. He already had hosted.
Yeah, but he'd already seen her naked. Like, remember that dumb video she did where she was walking around the streets naked?
Oh, yeah. We kind of enjoyed that at the time.
Yeah, she's earthy.
Okay, yeah, that's... Excellent, excellent word, earthy.
Mm-hmm. Earthy,
yeah. Very earthy,
like dirt soil. Under a fingernail.
Lots of dirt, you could sow seeds there.
All right, now listen, here we go. Joining us is some guy who says he's a producer for the show Full House.
Ah.
Okay, hello?
Hello? Hello?
I got you, Mike, didn't I? I made Mike spit his
so
water out.
Seamless.
You know, let me tell you something. I want to tell you something about this radio show. There, you can't let your guard down for a second.
No.
You have to pay attention all the time.
There is sometimes, how do you still do that? First name Tom, he was a producer of Full House. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Gary.
Did you know about the relationship between Alanis and Dave Coulier?
No.
When did it start deteriorating?
I don't know.
Why not? I thought you were the producer for Full House.
No, I'm not.
You're not? Who is this?
Who do you think it is?
This is the producer of Full House, I was told.
No, it's not.
Can you give us a high-pitched scream? No, I mean, how high can you scream? Like, how high can you make your voice?
Hey.
No, like a girl, I think.
Hello?
Can you like, scream like a girl?
No, I cannot.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
No.
Hey, Tom, how do you spell Alanis?
Alanis?
Alanis, as in Alanis Morissette.
A-L-N-T-E-N-S.
Right. Altens.
Hey, Mike.
Allnets.
And how do you
Allnets?
How do you spell Full House?
Full House.
Yes.
F U L L.
Right.
H O U S E.
Very
wow.
Close.
Okay.
Whoa! Wow. Okay. Incredible. And how do you spell comedy?
Comedy.
Comedy.
C O M E R Y.
Perfect.
There you go.
All right,
hey, Mike.
That's my yes, guy. Yes, my friend.
Where's Charlie?
Right here.
Hey, Charlie!
La, la, la.
Hey, Charlie!
La, la, la.
La,
la, la.
La,
la, la. La,
la, la.
Da, da, da.
Yes!
Ha!
Ha!
Ha! Ha! Ha! Ha!
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Guess what?
What?
I'm coming Saturday.
Oh, to your band appearance.
Yeah, how to get me out of the mood.
All right, bye, Tom.
I'm coming Saturday, Mike.
Okay, good.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Yeah, see if you like it as much as you do when he comes to our bowling match.
Yeah. Do you want to win Tuesday night, Mike? Oh, Don?
No, we lost, Tom.
I saw Lisa with a trophy.
Oh, no, that was a fake trophy someone gave us. All right, we got to run, Tommy. Later, dude.
Crap will be playing at Main Street Saturday night, 9 to 1.
Thanks for the plug.
There you go.
Don is excited.
Oh, yes.
Bye, Tommy.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Tom Gavin the Monster, everybody. All right, we got to clear the lines out here.
Mike, have you written any songs about Dave Coulier?
877-365-3636, 202-432-1067. I've got something right now for you. The 100th caller, dial recklessly, and good luck.
And Mike Show.
Me? That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed a joint. Like these two balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
If they weren't on the radio, they'd be holding me up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right. That was smooth. That was professional. Let's get a call 100. But I want to tell you something. I'm the type of selfless person.
Oh, I know. That's your middle name.
I won't say that we had that technical problem because Lisa came in with like 30 seconds before the break was over to tell me something of minute importance.
You know, people screw you up so often by distracting you because they're not prepared, and you never bust them on it. I mean, because of your selfless nature.
Right, no. Thanks, Lisa. Thanks, Tard.
Hey, Tard.
Thanks, Tard.
Thanks, DA.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, you're
caller 100.
Ryan, you're the 100th caller. What's your name, my friend?
This is Vinny.
Hey, where are you from?
Manhattan.
Vinny. Oh, yes. Vinny. Vinny, what are you going to do with this, for God's sakes? A Redskins team highlight video?
Yeah.
Oh, we got to do better than this for Vinny.
Well, he can give it to his cousin.
Vinny, a Redskins team highlight video. It's a blank tape.
Oh, no.
Watch the Redskins play the Seahawks Sunday at 4:15 at FedEx Field. Vinny, hold on. I'll get you something halfway decent, okay?
All right, great. Thanks, man.
Not sure exactly what it is yet, but hold on just a second, Vinny.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. Appreciate it.
Vinny!
Vinny?
Yeah.
Do you want a... Well, do you want to come to Virginia for a 2-night, 3-day stay at the Wintergreen Resort?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, give you that's a good price.
Sure. Fantastic
place.
Yeah,
love it.
It's like a 3-4-hour drive. Okay, there you go, Vinny.
Maybe
that's a good price.
3 hours.
Thank you, guys.
Well, if he drives.
Huh?
Yeah, I drive.
Well, I'm talking about from Washington. It's about a 2.5-hour drive.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's very easy to find.
All right, well, Vinny,
listen,
it'll take you a couple days to get there, is what I'm understanding from Mike, if it's 2 hours from D.C.
Great, they're always putting new stuff up there. It's fantastic.
You want a 2-night, 3-day stay at Wintergreen Resort, courtesy of Virginia Tourism. Whatever it is you love to do, you'll find it in Virginia.
Love that place.
All right.
Find out for yourself. Go to virginiasforlovers.com. Have a great time. Vinny, thank you for listening.
All right, guys, thank you. Love your show.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. Now, I did mention the 2-5 Washington Redskins, who this week are playing the Seattle Seahawks.
All right.
And we do have a pair of tickets to give away, so you don't miss your chance to be part of the excitement that is Redskins football.
They're vying for the division lead.
They are at 2-5. Because the Giants suck, the Eagles suck, the Cowboys suck, and the Cardinals suck.
Mm-hmm.
So here's how we're going to give these tickets away. We're going to do opposites attract.
Oh.
And I was thinking of all the combinations. We've done black, white. We've done young, old.
Right.
We've
fat,
done
skinny.
Yeah, we've done fat, skinny. We've done married, divorced. But the last time we did fat, skinny, it was a real fat guy with a real skinny girl.
That is correct.
So this time we're going to turn it around and we're going to get a real pudgy girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big woman.
A big woman to go out with a real skinny guy.
Some guys like that.
Like,
and we're going really on the statistics, right? The skinniest,
yes,
lightest weight possible guy, excuse me.
But we'll start with the woman.
I just burped up one of those little guys.
If you're a woman and you'd a big woman and you would like to
did you ever suck the jelly out of a jelly donut?
Yeah, if you're a woman on the Don and Mike workout plan,
if you're a chubby checker
and you would like to go on a dream date to the Redskins game this Sunday against the Seahawks, call us now at 877-365-3636 or 202-432-1067. We'll start with the girl.
Largest woman wins.
And then after the girl, we'll get the guy, okay? And then the two of you go to the game together and you call Monday on the show and you tell us about it.
Now, is this going to be size alone or will we make allowances? Like, for example, if you got a woman who was 6'2" and 500 pounds, would we make more of an allowance for a woman who was, say, 4'10 and 300 pounds?
Yeah, it's just going to be, we don't have time today to comparison shop.
Okay.
It'll just be as soon as we get a woman who we determined to be within our parameters.
Right.
She's the big winner.
Okay.
No pun intended. Sorry about that, ladies. Hello, Don and Mike Show. See, not a big woman.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, I'm a big girl.
See, all we're getting is guys at first call. And,
yeah, skinny guys.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Nope, again, right now we're just looking for
big... Hi, I'm Carol.
We're looking for big women from the parade. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, my name is Charles, and I weigh 375.
Now, Charles, you got it backwards.
I'm confused.
We're looking for a big woman. And then after we get a big woman, we're going to get a very skinny guy.
That's a BDA.
Thank you.
Oh, but I consider myself skinny.
Okay, thank you, Charles.
Listen,
I'm just going to wait for Lisa and Joe to screen those out and
chocolate swirl ice cream.
Get us the very first big woman on the phone, and she'll win the ticket. Then we'll get a skinny guy. Now, as I'm sure you've heard, we're giving away a car on the show.
A car.
We are giving away, as a matter of fact, not any car, the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230.
Beautiful automobile.
The hottest freaking car that Mercedes has out. The 2002 model, the Compressor Sports Coupe. It's the hottest car from Mercedes. There's a six-month waiting list for the car. We're giving away one key a day.
Right.
And on December 14th, we're having a key party. We're only giving away 29 keys, so your chance of winning this car are fantastic if you win a key. And we're going to give the first opportunity to win a key today to someone in the 4-Hour Club.
Very good.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. So if you've entered the 4-Hour Club and you've promised to listen to the show for 4 hours every day, well, here you go. Here's an upper hand for you. Today, if you answer your phone with the phrase that pays to prove that you're listening to the show right now, you, in fact, will win key number 2. And all we need is a phrase that pays.
I have one.
You got it?
Yeah, the password today is Buzz is excited.
All right. So,
very simple. Can it get any more simple than that?
No, if you, in fact, are in the 4-Hour Club, please answer your phone by saying
Buzz is excited.
And keep in mind, because they don't trust us, we're on a hideous delay. So even if you hear the phone ringing at your home and you don't hear it ringing yet on the radio, it's because we're on a delay, okay? Here we go.
The password is Buzz is excited.
I'm excited.
Based on your bowling.
Yes. You know.
Answer your phone by saying Buzz is excited and you're going to win a key. We're going to try this with three or four. Right. That's number one that's out. That was Peter Guanicello from the Bronx.
It's too bad they weren't home.
Sorry, Pete. We called the one number that you gave us. Here's the next one. Dear Don and Mike, I do listen to your show all 4 hours every day. I love you guys. I have a teenage son, teenage daughter. Hold on. I have one teenage son, one teenage daughter,
They were excited.
Tell me if you can read this, if you can make this out.
Man, oh man, that looks like something you'd send to a senator's office.
I have one teenage son, one teenage daughter, and one son soon to be a teenager. Oh, I got it. Oh, soon. So my days are 100% stress. Okay, let's call this person. Answer the phone with the phrase that pays to win a key.
Phrase that pays. Buzz is excited.
Buzz is excited.
Buzz is excited.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Bingo! There you go. See, now it paid for you to join the 4-Hour Club.
Oh, my God.
This must be Amy...
Yes, Tommy.
Amy Spit On Me.
Right.
And Amy Spit On Me.
No, I didn't spit on you.
Spit On Me. Now, it's not Spit On Me. How do you pronounce your last name?
Spit On Me.
Spitoni, like the ice cream?
Right.
That's Spumoni, isn't it?
Well, it's Spit On Me. Oh, you guys are driving me nuts.
Amy Spit On Me. She is from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Right.
And Amy, congratulations. You won a Simply Wireless prize pack. And you have won key number 2 that can start the Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T and Simply Wireless that were given away on December 14th.
I just don't believe it.
But wait.
But I love you guys. I really love you.
Amy, there's more. You've also won a $10 gift certificate to Subway. They sponsor our 4-Hour Club. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh. And also the guy in the Bronx who wasn't at home,
mm-hmm.
He's going to get the Subway sub also.
Oh, that's nice.
The gift certificate to Subway.
That's terrific. And this lady sounds excited.
I am very excited.
Amy,
I just can't believe it.
Amy Spit On Me, we are going to see you on Friday, December 14th.
You bet.
You will have the second opportunity to put your meaty hand into the jar. You pick out the key. If your key starts the car, you drive away with it.
That sounds great. I will be there.
Simply Wireless, the premier wireless retailer in the country featuring AT&T wireless services. Hit their website, please, at www.simplywireless.com. See, everybody thought we forgot about the 4-Hour Club.
No.
See, we save the good stuff every once in a while for the 4-Hour Club.
Absolutely.
So that's how we gave away the key today with the Dynamite 4-Hour Club card. Let me see, Amy, when did you join? Oh, my God, just on October 6th.
Well, actually, I sent you a letter when you first started it in the summer, but I never got anything, so I thought it got lost.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're very excited that you have a chance to win the car.
Listen, thank you so much.
Listen to her. All right, Amy, we hope you win, and we'll see you on December 14th.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. There you go. There's today's key winner. We'll have another key on Monday that we'll be giving away. Oh, and listen to this.
We got a girl for the Redskins tickets.
We do.
All right. Say hello, everybody, to Dee.
Dee Nuts.
I cannot believe.
How the hell that gets through?
I cannot, but that was screened.
Is that Glenn?
No. I was on the logo lines. Come on. Who got screwed on that? I should have known when it said the name was Dee. Was that not you, Lisa? No, it wasn't you?
Remember he got on me one time. He got through on me. Never again.
Was that you, Joe?
Yeah, what happened? I was on the phone with somebody else.
Did you screen line number one, Dee?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was a guy.
Great. I want to thank the callers. Having a great day, guys. I'm coming.
Joe, you can't drop the MF bomb in here.
Wow. Joe having a bad day.
Joe is excited. Man.
That's funny.
Joe just said MFers.
Showing the stress.
And hung up the phone.
It's been a long week.
He got scammed by somebody.
Hello. Joe, you know, it's a long way from his night of trick-or-treating.
Hello, Don and Mike show. We're still looking for that big woman for the Redskins tickets. Hello, Don and Mike.
Am I the 100th caller?
The 100th call? Come on, that was eons ago. Since then, we've given away a key for the car, and we got scammed by a fat lady. Hold on a second, please. I mean, never mind. I got to clear the line out. Goodbye. See you later.
Come on, dude.
No, dude, come on, dude.
Dude, where's my car?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Okay.
It's Friday.
It's an outbreak.
It's Friday.
I shouldn't laugh and encourage that.
No. I'll give you a mouth.
The guy just calls up and he just says, hey, Don and Mike.
F-S.
Hey.
Yeah. Don't do that.
He just says the words.
So that was?
And then laughs.
That was Kiefer Sutherland.
Right.
He's going to be on the show later today. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike. Tracy Neal.
Oh, not today.
Well, I know. I just wanted to give you an update.
What's the update?
I'm fine.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
That's all?
Yeah.
That's good to hear.
We got too much stuff to get to today.
Timing is everything.
We got too much stuff today for the Mike Landis guy. Hello? Don and Mike.
Yeah, is this Joe?
No, this is Don and Mike. Who is this?
No, I want to talk to Joe.
Yeah, you talking to him. What's going on?
Yeah, you're a fag, bro. You're a fag. You're a faggot.
You're a fag. Yeah, don't bother me. Don't waste my time.
Here.
My God.
There's
another guy.
What is wrong with people?
Bring it on, a-hole. Bring it on.
You can't.
Wait, what's happening?
I don't know.
My God, Joe, what's happened?
It was some guy dropped the S-bomb at Joe.
Wow.
He was okay until you pretended to be Joe.
Then his real hostility came out.
It was like, hey, you're gay.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
You're a fag.
Mama.
I want to beat the ass out of you.
Bring it on, dude.
Yeah. Wow.
Come on, I'll do it. Let's go.
Wow. All right, well, listen, our lines will remain open.
You're not privy to what's going on in the call screening room right
now. I can imagine it's quite a party.
Sitting there saying, bring it on! Bring it on, MFers!
Now listen, see, this is not good. This is like what happened with Jimmy the intern.
Yeah. Yes. Joe's turned the corner now.
When Jimmy the intern was our phone screener, we finally had to let him go because Jimmy the intern was seriously, like, challenging people who called the show to fight all the time.
And there would be occasionally a guy that would come down to the lobby, you know, there's someone to see Jimmy the intern.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we answer the phones always as Jimmy the intern.
Yeah, we did.
Big fun with that.
So come on, everybody. Listen, we're taking some on-screen calls now. So don't F with us. I mean, wait and F with Joe, if you want. Or just call him on the business line. I mean, don't tie up our DJ lines.
Are you taking him on screen now?
No, this one's on hold. Hello?
Hi.
Ah,
on the mic?
Are you a big lady?
Yeah, no, hi. My name is Doris Grosello. You had called my husband.
We're sitting in the car.
I know we missed the key.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you mean the four?
You called us at home in the Bronx.
Yeah.
We're listening to you. We're going out to the Poconos, and we're in the car. My husband's going, I don't believe this. I listen to them every day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Honey, I'm sorry. The only number on the card was the number that we called.
That's okay.
All right.
Well, that's very sweet. We appreciate you listening every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, my husband does. You want to talk to him? Hold on 1 minute.
Sure, yeah, put him on. Turn down the radio, though, please.
Well, at least they get the subway.
Hello?
Hello, hey, listen, sorry about that.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is Peter Godzilla that you called from the Bronx.
Yes, we're aware of that fact. You were in your car, and we didn't have another number for you.
Well, I didn't have another number. I couldn't believe it. I said, I listen to these guys 4 hours a day, and I ain't home.
Well, listen, we'll put your name back in the hopper.
That's all right.
All right, thank you, Pete.
I'll see you at the bowling alley.
All right, see you. You coming out Wednesday night?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Very good. All right,
see you. All right, boys.
Oh, Wednesday, and Wednesday night when we bowl in New York, the team we're bowling against is the Fockers.
Oh, fantastic. Like Meet the Parent.
Right. Your name is Gay Fawker?
Gaylord.
Yeah, we're going to be...
Gaylord Fawker.
Bullmore Lanes on 13th in Manhattan.
Thank you, Buzz.
13th and University.
That's
exactly where we're going to be. Now we're going to continue the search for a big lady. Hello?
Hi there. I'm a very big woman.
Now, this is Glenn the janitor.
Glenn the janitor. Hi, Glenn.
No, not Glenn the janitor.
Now, who is this, then?
I'm a very big woman. My name is Charlene.
Oh, this is... Now, come on, Glenn. Drop it. This is Glenn the janitor.
Why, in fact, do you keep on insisting that I'm some janitor?
Why do you make us go through this every time?
I don't understand what you're saying.
You get that insane sound. That's Glenn
yes,
the janitor.
Glenn.
It's got to be.
Come on,
when are you going to send me my prize?
All right, get out of here.
I love you guys.
See ya.
I love you guys.
Bye-bye.
Do you love me?
No.
Say it.
No.
Hang up on me, you bastards.
All right.
Maybe he and Mike Landis could call each other.
You always hang up on me. Go right ahead, as usual.
All right, there you go.
I thought the full moon was Halloween night.
It was.
Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, how do I join the 4-Hour Club?
Aha. Honey, well, listen, we'll tell you that, but more importantly, are you a big woman?
Oh, no.
No,
Very, very tiny. But I want to join the 4-Hour Club.
I can't believe we're not getting more calls right now for this. We go out to an appearance and they're all there.
Hey, listen up. Here's what I want you to send a card with your name and the number you can be reached when the show's on the air.
Send you a postcard?
Yeah, and send it to Don and Mike 4-Hour Club.
Yeah.
P.O. Box 3649er.
3649.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
20007. And we will send you a card back, a nice laminated card back, and if we call you, you win stuff.
Great, thanks.
Okay, all right, thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
So finally, here we go.
If you're a woman and you've seen Don and Mike recently, call.
Let me just say I'm very wary of the next call because...
You think it's a fake?
Well, here's why. The name is Denise. Okay?
Yeah.
Joe, I just want to say, if this is a D's Nuts call, you're fired.
Wow, okay? Pressure's on.
No pressure. Hello, Denise?
Yes. I really am a Denise.
Okay, so this is not a D's Nuts calls?
No.
Are you a woman? Are you a woman of larger carriage?
I am a woman of larger carriage. I just got in the car, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do for these tickets.
Yeah, all you got to do is call, honey.
Okay, well, I'm calling.
Now, listen, we're going to give you one ticket. And we're going to have you sit next to a very skinny guy.
Is that I have to be single.
Well, no, you don't have to be single.
Well, I was going to send my husband.
You gotta go with your husband. Hold on a second. Let me see. Maybe I got another big woman on the line. Hello, Rosalind.
Hi. How are you?
Are you single?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you a large woman?
What's large?
Well, big and big and sloppy fat.
Are you? Well,
I'm not big and sloppy.
Now, how big are you, Rosalind?
I'm 5'1" and I'm 180.
5'1", 180?
Yeah.
Oh, that's big, Mike. Come on.
Yeah, I suppose.
Think about 5'1". 5'1" is,
Yeah, I understand we're on a time schedule.
Yeah, we are. Right. Come on, please.
I think we can do better.
Come on, I know we can.
I mean, we had time, but I mean, we don't have time, so...
And now it's like open season on Joe today. Every jerk-off in the world is calling us today.
I have to discipline myself because I'm used to, when we do these, we linger longer.
So listen, Lisa, would you tell? We see Melissa Stark can wait till the next break. We got to do a commercial. She can't. Christ, why does everything happen at once on this show?
Wow. Because it's Friday.
Everything happens at once on this show.
He's gonna have a tantrum. I thought you were gonna stomp your feet for a second.
Maybe we could get Melissa Stark to put on 250 pounds.
Well, all right.
So we have to talk to her now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Rosalind, hold on.
We get to talk to her.
I'll come right back.
We get to talk to her, yes.
Yeah.
Of course, I love her. She's fantastic.
Of course,
thank you, bud.
All right. Robbie, I don't know the football music or anything. I'm totally not prepared for this. I didn't know that Melissa Stark was coming on now.
Well, this will give us time, though, for a really large woman to call in.
Oh, Mike, I think Rosalind is plenty.
Okay.
5'1", 180.
You know our standards,
and
though.
You've
got to have a 2 in front of that.
Hey, Denise?
Yes?
Denise, honey, sorry about that. We got a single woman. Thank you for calling, though.
Thank you. You guys are great.
Thanks.
Love you.
Thank you for listening. Love you more. Love you long time. Okay. Someone who definitely could not be in this contest. Here she is from Monday Night Football. Here is Melissa Stark. Hi, Melissa.
Melissa!
Do I fall into the category of big and floppy? Is that the deal?
No.
Is that why I'm in between all these callers?
No.
Come on, we know what you look like. You're on the TV.
Yeah, no, it's a problem with the scheduling. Now, are you on an airplane now, Melissa?
No. I'm standing in Newark Airport. I'm in the baggage line.
I guess you're flying where out to? Where's the game? Is we Denver or Oakland?
Well, no, the game's in Oakland. I have I'm kind of on the wedding circuit. All my friends are getting married these days, so I'm going to Atlanta for a wedding first.
Oh, I got it.
That's a busy weekend schedule.
I know. But so wait, I have a bone to pick with you guys. I heard that last year you said that I was mean to you on the field or I ignored you or something like that.
Yes.
Come on.
No, come on. You did.
I did not.
You did too.
What did I do?
Okay, now listen, as I recall, it was the Monday night game against Dallas.
Okay.
You were standing on the field. I knew you had on a black leather jacket. And I walked right up behind you and I said, hello. I said, I'm Don from the Don and Mike show. And we had.
No way.
Yes way.
No.
Yes way.
You're lying through your teeth.
I am not.
All right.
I am not. Now, you know, maybe I didn't mention on the air you had an earpiece in. You know,
and I couldn't hear you at all.
No, I don't know. You were talking to somebody else, and to be totally honest, I didn't walk up and like shake you by the shoulders and say, you know, hey, look at me, pay some attention to me.
She had her IFB in, and you walked up and I said, well, this time.
Yeah, I mean, I walked up behind her and I said, hello, and she didn't turn around.
Okay.
So that's, she didn't hear you then.
Don't ever let the facts get in the way of a good story.
No, I try not to. And, you know, and frankly, you know, let's face it, I'm intimidated by you. That I'm not going to, you know, have you turn around and see that it's me and go, oh, you know, you'll say what they all say. Oh no!
If she had turned around, though, you could have gone through with your plan, which was to basically throw yourself at her feet.
Yeah, absolutely. Although she's newly now, weren't you newly married the last time we had you on the show?
I got married Memorial Day weekend, so I was married at the end of May.
Well, congratulations belatedly.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
How is that? How's the lucky man doing?
It's good. Things are going well. You know, the travel's kind of hard, but he gets to go to games and be on the field during games, so it's a nice trade-off.
And you're still enjoying your experience?
I am. I the games aren't nearly as good as they were last year. But, you know, having a second year, doing it for a second year is much, I think I'm much more comfortable and sort of understand the role a lot better. So I feel better about what I'm doing, but the games just are dragging. I mean, hopefully we'll get a good game this weekend.
I would imagine, though, it's got to be a little bit more fun this year now that, you're out from under the microscope, because I know you all were last year.
Right. No, I mean, Dennis took a lot of that last year, I think. I think he took a lot of that, the criticism and everybody sort of looking at him. So I kind of got a free pass in a way. I don't know if I'll ever, you know, just being a woman and doing what I'm doing, I don't know if I'll ever, I always feel like I'm under the microscope. So I never really, I think I always had that in the back of my mind, though.
Are you going to be wearing, this weekend, you're going to be wearing one of those scarf things and one of those hat things, you think? Is it that cold? Well, no, I like talking about the outfit she wears.
Really?
One of the best dressed women in television.
Yeah.
Better than what I say. See, you're one of those.
No,
right?
See,
you're
no,
about
no,
my
I'm
hair
not.
And you're like, oh,
no,
hair.
No, no.
You're oversensitive.
I'm not one of those.
You're a competent sports reporter. That goes without saying. We analyze what Dennis Miller wears also.
Listen, I want to tell you something. And this is a swear to God, there is no bull ass to this at all. Last week, are you familiar with Bonnie Bernstein from CBS?
Sure, she was my colleague at ESPN.
All right, well, last week she was on the train with us coming back from New York to D.C., and I gave her a ride out to the metro stop to meet, her godchild's parents. So we had about an hour in the car together, and we discussed exactly what you're talking about.
Before you started necking.
we discussed, you know, the fact of women in television, and I was trying to get her, like, to rat out who she thinks are the good reporters and who she thinks are the bims, and she would. didn't. But I'm going to throw a name out now, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think you're fantastic. You know what you're doing. As you mentioned, you worked at ESPN. She knows what she's doing. She's got a real sports background. We had Leslie Visser on. She's great. But frankly, Jill Arrington, okay, I mean, that's... Now, if you want to talk about someone who I don't think has got a lot between her ears but's nice to look at, that's who I'd say.
There seems to be silence on the other end of the phone.
No, but I'm not saying anything. No, I mean, I don't know her credentials.
I'm just... her credentials are what's in her sweater. And I'm just telling you that, you know, there's nothing wrong with commenting on the fact that I enjoy your outfits, because you also do a more than credible job. You certainly do a better than dumb Eric Dickerson.
Oh God.
He's trying.
I think he's getting better, don't you?
You know how you were silent a minute ago.
Oh, that's great.
I'm silent now. So when your husband comes with you, I mean, now this has got to be a treat for him. You mentioned you get him out on the field and junk, and does he get like to meet the players and the coaches and stuff?
No, he sort of just takes it. He's really low key, so he just sort of hangs back and lets me do my job and respects that. So he doesn't really get in the way or anything.
Is he a big sports fan?
Yeah, he's a huge sports fan. In fact, we went to the Yankees game on Halloween 2 nights ago, game 4.
That's a great experience.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, last night. I mean, we were sitting there at the bottom of the ninth, same exact thing. And I said, you know, they can't do it every night. And then boom, all of a sudden. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Well, you know why? Is it because they put the CM in?
Because they did what?
They put the Chinaman in.
I know. Right. To boost his confidence yet again, but here he is shattered.
Yeah, he'll go down forever now. He could pitch beautifully for the rest of his career, but he will always be remembered for this.
There's no way that guy gets in a real situation in the rest of the series, right?
No, I felt very bad for him. You saw like Mark Grace and everybody sort of hugging him and trying to comfort him, but there is shell shock.
That's the kind of thing, seriously, that guys get out of the game. I mean,
just ruin you.
Absolutely.
Hey, in the 2 years that you've been doing Monday Night Football, maybe you'll tell us this. Who's been the player who's been the nicest to you, and who's the player who's been the biggest jerk to you?
Huh. That's so interesting. The nicest.
You know what I mean? Like when you interview someone or you talk to them, who's the most pleasant and who's the one who's just been the biggest jerk?
Right, okay. Really pleasant, and I'm not just saying this because they were on last week, but Jerome Bettis is one of the most pleasant people I've ever met in my life.
He's got a rap as that. He's got a rap as being one of the real good guys, right?
Just a very, very nice guy. Jamal Anderson's always been a really nice guy. I mean, you know, from my perspective, it's hard to say because I only see him from a media perspective. So, But both of those guys have been very nice.
And who's the guy? And who's the guy that, you know, when you have to interview, you go, oh no, because you know you're going to have one of those experiences, or it's going to be a tough interview.
Gosh, I mean, nobody really jumps to mind. The only people, you know, from a media standpoint, it's the guys who really don't say anything or don't really have much of a personality. I mean, nobody's been a jerk.
Well, then who's the one? Okay, let me put it in a way you can say it. Who's the one who's been the least responsive to talking?
And players or coaches?
Yeah.
Players or coaches? Gosh. Can I think of that for a second?
We're putting you on the spot. We are putting you on the spot.
I just don't think in terms of that. I'm just trying to think. One time during an interview, Warren Sapp got mad at me, and so I was afraid for my life.
All right, well. why did Warren Sapp get mad at you?
I was asking him something. I think he had gotten in trouble. I don't know if Dungy didn't start him because he was late to a meeting.
Right, I remember that.
It was maybe last year, or it was definitely last year. And so Dungy didn't start him, and or something happened. He got in trouble, and so I kept asking him about it, and I was trying to get something out of him. And so by about the third time I asked him about it, I thought he was ready to come over and hurt
okay.
me.
All right, thank you. That's the answer. Jerome Bettis, the nicest, and the scariest would be
scariest, right? New category, right?
Scariest is Warren Sapp. Now let's listen. This has been a very pleasant conversation with Melissa Stark. Watch now how this goes immediately to crap as we bring in the speed bump,
Mr. Rudy Martsky from USA Today.
Hi, Rudy.
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
How you doing, guys?
And Melissa. I guess Melissa was a little modest, but she didn't tell you she's staying with me tonight in Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Oh dear.
Wow.
Now, is that true? Quiet. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Is that true? Are you staying at Rudy's house?
Well, my husband and I are.
Yeah.
Oh.
We have a couple extra bedrooms.
Rudy is
there. They can't stay together, though.
Is the mouse going to be there?
Yeah, she'll be here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, then you know what, Melissa? I can tell you from prior experience that tonight you're going to be playing a game with Rudy, where the two of you, you drop your keys into a bowl.
Oh, the key game.
The key game.
They said that in the movie Ice Storm, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
That's
right. That was a 70s game, right?
And what it'll be is the mouse and Rudy will make you guys throw your keys into the bowl first, and then they'll just grab them.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the way it works.
Rudy, are you going to be ordering any pay-per-view tonight?
No, we might. Actually got to go to a dinner party.
That's Rob Spiewak for you there, Rudy.
Well, that would be Rob.
And Melissa, if you really want a treat, when you get a moment, go up into Rudy's bedroom. It's up on the second floor. Rudy's nightstand is on the right side of the bed.
We actually did a broadcast.
You're scaring me.
Well, we did a broadcast from his house, and after we interviewed all the NFL luminaries, we got a little bored, and we decided we'd do one break with the microphones in Rudy's bedroom, and we went into his hamper and everything else.
And what you want to do is sneak up to his bedroom, go in the nightstand on the right-hand side, open it up, and just wait till you see what's waiting for you there.
There is paraphernalia in there. It'll be mind-boggling.
Oh, well,
I had a cold that time.
You what?
I had a cold that time.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah. All right.
At least
very good.
Keeping himself entertained, right?
Yeah, a cold. Yeah, you had a cold. That's why he had like this. This vat of Vaseline that was like the kind you get.
You guys planted it there.
No, it was like a thing you get at the Price Club. Yeah. It was this gigantic thing of Vaseline. All right, Melissa, you want to pick a couple of games?
Sure.
All right, here we go. We're going to pick games. The order that we're going to go, Don, Mike, Rudy, who's allowed to say nothing except his pick, and if he says anything other than his pick, you'll hear that. And then Melissa Stark. Here's the big first game, Ravens at Pittsburgh. I will take Pittsburgh.
I'm going to go with Pittsburgh also.
And I'll take those Steelers, yes.
Okay, Melissa, who you like?
I'll definitely take the Steelers. I wasn't a huge believer until this past week, but now I'm on board.
All right. Let me see. Boy, God, there's not a lot of great games this week. Here's a good one. Tampa Bay at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green Bay all the way.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay in an upset.
Wow.
Rudy.
Don and I will pull ahead of him.
Rudy, just pick the team.
Okay, yeah, Green Bay.
Okay, Melissa, who you like?
Definitely Green Bay.
How come?
Why?
Yeah.
At home, Brett Favre, they've been dominant. Brett Favre finally healthy. Tampa Bay, I don't really know what's wrong down there.
All right, next game. And who would thought this would be a game we'd be picking now? Cleveland at Chicago. It's a big game.
Mm.
I'll take the Bears.
I got to go with the Bears, too, Don.
Rudy?
Yeah, give me the Bears.
All right, Melissa.
Bears, because of the defense, Brian Urlacher, and at home.
All right, two more games. The Sunday night game, New York Jets at the New Orleans Saints. I'll take the Saints.
I'll go with the Jets.
New Orleans.
Well done, Rudy.
Yeah.
And Melissa, who do you like?
Huh. Let's see. That's a tough one. I guess I'll go with the Jets.
The Jets. Any reason?
No.
Okay.
I'm sort of ambivalent about that one.
All right, and then really the marquee game this week is the Monday night game. This is the best game of all. It's
finally
Denver at Oakland, and come on, what do you think? I have a tart. I'm going to take the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, Rudy.
This is the first game with two winning teams. Oakland Raiders.
Thank you, Rudy. And Melissa, who do you like?
All right, Gruden finally gets his first win. I take Oakland.
She takes the Oakland Raiders. Very good. Yeah, and I think what Rudy was going to say is this is like the first really hot matchup you guys have had this year, right?
And does that mean you're showing up, Rudy?
No, I'll be watching closely to see how Dennis does.
Ah, very good. Hey, Rudy, how come you don't like Dennis?
Oh,
Well, no, I'm ambivalent on him. Kind of like some polls lately. You know, you go. Some nights he's got a good game. Some nights he's kind of disappeared. He has been better lately, though.
Like the polls?
I guess he's talking about public
opinion.
There's
some polls out there. These .com polls.
Oh, okay. I got you. All right. Well, listen, Melissa, have a safe flight. Have an enjoyable time at Rudy's house tonight.
Thanks. Yeah, I can't wait.
Well, this is a late invite.
And I'm glad that I cleared up our encounter from last year for everybody who's listening.
So am I. And I hope that thing that Rudy has clears up before you get to his house.
All right. Hey, thank you for coming on again, Melissa.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. See you later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. And, Rudy, do you have something for us we would not have known if we were not talking to you, the guru of TV sports?
Yeah, guys. How about this?
How about this?
Believe it or not, because Elvis Gerbach has been disappointed as a new quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, they are actually considering bringing back Trent Dilfer next year, who has only got a one-year contract in Seattle and he can't even start there, even though he's played well.
Yeah, you know, that big fat load Mike Holmgren should start him this week, especially against the Redskins. Christy, I don't know why Mike Holmgren is so gay for this guy, Matt Hasselbeck.
But you gotta go. Well, what a great name for a quarterback.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, coaches are stubborn. They say, this is the guy we paid a lot of money for. We'll make him work. And that, yeah. And they did win their last game, didn't they? No, they lost to the Dolphins.
He is queer for this guy, Hasselbeck, and all Trent Dilfer has done, all he's done is win 13 games in a row, including the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
God damn, do I feel bad for that guy. It's like, what does he got to do to get someone to put him as a starter on their team?
And it turns out he was a popular player with the Ravens, too.
All right, Rudy, we'll see you later.
Okay, guys.
All right, have a great weekend. Hey, good luck tonight with Melissa.
Well, I've got to go and try to meet her at the airport because she didn't know anything about this.
Oh, she didn't know about...
No, I'm just kidding. She's not staying at the house.
Oh, she's not?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know,
really.
I couldn't handle the comedy stylings of Rudy Martsky and Melissa Stark on the same show.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bye, Rudy.
Okay, guys.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
God, he's great.
Well.
You know, and I don't even remember when Melissa blew me off last year at Monday Night Football. I mean, I'm at a blank spot about that.
She remembered it.
She did.
Yeah. Right. No chip on her shoulder, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure she was right. Because, you know, I don't got the best memory in the world. Hey, what happened to the big woman we had on the phone?
She's around.
Is she around?
She's around.
I get it.
She's around. All right, we got a break. We'll find the... I just need to know, do we have the number of the big woman so that we can solicit for a really skinny guy? Can you find out before we go to break, Robbie? Oh, what a mess this show is today. damn, look at this. I got a nice formatted show here. And
it's all gone.
And all the lines now are being blurred, and it's like the piece of paper was out in the rain. Everything's blurred.
Just like when you go fishing, the big one got away.
Where's the plan? Gone.
The big girl got off the phone?
Slipped through our fingers.
Because she was too small.
No, off right.
Made it through the holes.
All right, so what we need is a big woman.
Woman.
To go to the Redskins game, okay?
Yeah, and then we'll hook her up with a skinny guy.
So call us at the 877-365-3636 or the 202-432-1067.
You are talking with your hands.
Big woman. Come on, call now. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for your shot at a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 from AT&T Simply Wireless and only on the Don and Mike Show.
When he's crying, to keep him from crying, you have to do one thing. What? I have to stand in front of him and dance.
Really?
Yes. And he stops crying. His tears turn to laughter.
Boom, boom. You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right, just people. That's a national number, 877-365-3636. Anywhere in the great country of America from Washington, D.C. Your number, 202-432-1067.
Let them scream. scrape your nipples off their fine leather seat. Don and Mike.
All right. Listen, we're going to leave the lines open here to find a big woman for the opposites attract Redskins thing. So we're looking for a big woman.
Question.
Lines are still open. A big woman, you want to go on a dream date with a skinny guy to the Redskins Seattle game Sunday.
All right.
We'll keep the lines open. Still to come today, oh, you're going to love this, the movie segment with Charlie Stossel and Homo Joe.
Yeah. It's going to be very exciting.
Also, Kiefer Sutherland coming up on the show today. Next week, when we're in New York, we're going to have some professional call girl come in. A girl who's like slept with 6,000 guys.
Wow.
She's like the, you know that thing, the Bridget Jones Diary?
Yeah, right.
She's like the whore version of the Bridget Jones Diary.
Kind of like the old Zaviera Hollander.
Yes, the happy hooker. Also, next week, oh, you're going to love this. If you're listening to us in New York right now, we'll tell you, we're going to give away a key for the car. With a singing dog contest.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, right. Where you bring your dog down to the studios and the best singing dog will win the key for the master.
I'm glad you're giving people a heads up so they can do some training over the weekend.
And, of course, we're counting on the fact that the Yankees will win the World Series either Saturday night or Sunday night, which means we will be offering you live Yankees parade coverage.
Very good.
On our show next week from New York. All of that. Oh, hold on. We got a fat girl here. Hold on. Before we get to the Friday favorite. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, this is Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I'm from Germantown. I was just wondering, are you guys at least going to put up a couple bucks so you can, you know, somebody can feed this fat pig on his date?
Now let's
run a little cash. You know, nowadays concessions are a factor.
Yeah, you know, we'll throw in $100.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We'll throw in $100 so the couple can have some eats and some drinks.
Very good.
At the stadium this weekend.
Lots of eats.
So if you're a big woman and you'd like to go to the game this weekend with a skinny guy, call us on the toll-free line and we'll bust in as soon as we get a girl on the phone. Now a Friday favorite. And here we go.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Yeah!
Cash for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
I smell young boy. Let me see who the guest is. I smell...
Come on. Hi, Don. Don, I came in because my debut of the album Invincible is out today.
Hey, it's everybody's favorite Pete-a-file. It's Michael Jackson. Now, why are you wearing that mask?
Well, anthrax. It's everywhere. I'm very afraid. I'm very, very afraid. Have you disinfected? Come on.
Yeah.
Have you disinfected the studio?
Yeah, take the mask off.
All right, here we go.
Take it off.
Oh, the air's okay.
Yeah, the air's
I'm so sorry. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
I really want to say it's great to be back here in Washington, and I hope everyone buys my new album, Invincible.
Not a chance.
It's about me being so strong and dealing with so many people that are so cruel and have portrayed me as a bad man, and I'm not, and I'm a good man, and I'm very, very happy, and I want to thank all the children, all the little tiny children that have made me so very happy over the years.
No.
I love little children.
I really
love little children.
I understand when you watch like the movie Spy Kids, it's like a porno for you.
Oh, that's a great movie. Did you see Shrek? I love Shrek. Harry Potter's coming out too.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about the Harry Potter film. I almost can't promote my own album because Harry Potter's going to be out in theaters. And how can I talk about my album when Harry Potter's coming out? And of course, Monsters, Inc. I love to go to the theaters. You know, I'll sneak in one of my disguises.
Yeah.
And just so what I can do is sit around the children and sit in the theater with children surrounding me and watch the movie and enjoy it. And then later on this year, Jimmy Neutron, Boy Genius, is coming on, and I am so excited about all these films.
But
I don't go to regular movies. I like to go to children's movies during the day when the children are there.
But to be honest, you don't only have a fascination with small children. You've continued your relationship with Macaulay Culkin, haven't you?
Macaulay is such a good boy. I've been fond of Macaulay for so long, and he's actually coming to the ranch, the Neverland Ranch, this weekend, as we do so often. And he's leaving his wife. You know, he left his wife.
Yeah, I know. I read that.
And he's going to be alone, and he's sad. And I'll counsel him because I'm older, and I can help him.
How is he as a lover?
Well, he's good. He's better than most. We spent an afternoon at Chuck E. Cheese's and then took the pizza back to my Neverland Ranch, and the lovemaking was really spectacular with Macaulay. His hair was blue at the time, and halfway through, my nose fell off. And
I bet his hair was white and blue by the end of the day.
It was. We had so much. Well, a lot of my makeup came off then and it got on his blue hair. And it
that's
was,
not what I was thinking of.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh,
yeah.
You're talking about relish.
Yeah.
Man's relish. Shamoon.
Yeah.
So how have you been? Have you seen my sister Janet's tour?
Yeah, she's hot.
She is. She's had very little plastic surgery, unlike me. I'm addicted to plastic surgery. I'm actually having a procedure done later on today, before I go to the airport.
Well, what are you having done?
I'm going to have a new nose put on.
Now, why? What's wrong with that piece you have now?
It's not sharp enough. That's my goal, is to actually make it come to a razor-sharp point. Right in the middle. I want it actually to be able to cut things. And this one right now. Well, let me show you.
Oh, you'll take it off?
Go ahead, hold it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Hold my nose.
Look at this. I got his nose in my hand.
Oh, doesn't that... See, now I don't have a nose.
Look at
this. He's holding my nose. Isn't that fun? Let me put on my new nose.
All right, put your new one on. Let me see what the new one looks like.
Okay, hold on. Hold on a second. Oh...
Look at he's got a big hole full of snot and stuff.
Okay, my new nose. Do you like that? See how pointy it is?
Well, now you look nicer. Even weirder, you freak.
All right, I'll take it off. There we go. Now I have a big gaping hole where my nose is. Right, I held on with wire.
Take your old nose back.
Okay.
Take your old nose back.
Here's my other nose. Isn't that great?
That looks like a carrot.
It is a carrot. I wear it for Halloween. Also, when I'm Frosty the Snowman. Can I keep my nose off for the duration of the interview?
Well, it's easier to understand you with a nose on.
All right, Dom.
Besides that, I don't like looking in there and seeing all your mucus and boogers and stuff.
I know. It kind of looks like I look like a skeleton, don't I?
Spooky.
Here's my other nose.
Stop it, you.
Okay. I put my nose back on. This is so much fun. Have you ever been to Dave and Buster's?
Sure, yeah.
That's so much fun. You can have your chicken fingers and then you can play the games. I love to play all the latest video games and latest toys. I'm having a bunch of children over when Macaulay visits this weekend. We're going to ride llamas and go on the merry-go-round. And then I'm going to say, I'm 43.
Now, let me ask you, we play a game on the show sometimes called Who Would You Do?
Ow. Excuse me, I have to do that once in a while.
Ow. And here's the game. I'm going to give you a couple of celebrities and you tell me who you'd rather do.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Who would you rather do?
Yeah, go ahead. So who I do, you mean make love with?
Yes.
Okay, love, make love with Elizabeth Taylor. Okay, go ahead.
Who would you rather do?
Sure.
NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys?
I like the individuals. I like Justin.
Okay, how about
Justin Timberlake?
How about Justin Timberlake or A.J. McClain?
Justin Timberlake. It's only when his hair is really, really puffy. I like it when he's almost like a clown. I'd like to dress him up as a clown.
You would.
Yeah, I've got special clown suits at my house. No one's ever seen them. They all have trap doors.
Oh, God.
They do. Shimon. I wear them all the time with nothing on underneath. I wear my clown suit. And I have a clown mask. Did you ever see the movie It?
Yeah, the Stephen King movie?
Yeah, I'm Pennywise.
Yeah.
It's a great clown suit with a trap door that I made myself with scissors.
When you were at
my arts and crafts room.
When you were at that concert here in D.C., who's that little kid, Billy Gilmore?
Billy
Gilman.
I get him mixed up with Happy.
Oh, how can you call him Billy Gilmore? That's like calling him Happy Gilmore, which is a great movie. I love all the Adam Sandler films. I do. Shamoon.
Now, did you get this kid, Billy Gilman? Did you take him on a date?
Not on a date. He came out to the Neverland Ranch with me. And we petted llamas. And we rode the merry-go-round, and then I showed him some of my other animals that I have. I'm going to try to get a bigger giraffe next year. Like a real one that I'm going to feed and ride. I love to ride the animals. Some of them don't like to be ridden. Llamas don't like to be ridden all the time, but I ride them anyway.
Now,
tackle them.
When you say you ride the animal, do you ride the animal or do you ride the animal?
What do you mean? I'm not sure what you mean. You're doing something with your fist.
I pound my fist. Do you ride?
Do I have intercourse with the animals?
Yeah.
Of course not. No, I would never testify to that. Absolutely not. Absolutely untrue. Are you going to buy Invincible?
No.
The story of me and all the things that I put up with and dealt with? Shame on you, Invincible.
Do you ever have the animals do things to you?
Well, you know, someone told me that you could be really honest on this show and talk about, like, I'd like to talk about the album. Could you give the album one plug and then maybe I'll tell you what I've done?
All right, I'll tell you what. For everything you tell me, I'll let you plug the album.
All right.
Have you ever had an animal perform on you?
Well, they don't perform willingly. One time?
Yeah.
At band camp? No. One time I went down to one of the stables where we feed and care for all of my animals at the Neverland Ranch.
Yeah.
And I slathered peanut butter and jelly. The llamas loved it. It was so much fun. I did that one time.
All right, now you want a plug for your album. Go ahead.
Please buy Invincible, Shannon. It's a great album, a tribute to me.
Now, I read that.
Would you like to hear what I did one other time down at the stable?
Sure.
One time I went down to the stable, and I put honey in my bad end.
Hey, mm-hmm. Oh, you put honey there?
Yes, and I let the dogs have their way.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, it's great. The llamas licked my privacy. It was big fun at the ranch, and I was all alone, and it was nighttime, but there are lights in the stable that we have. And one time, I went down to this. Can I plug my album again?
Sure, yeah. No, yeah.
Invincible, a tribute to me. Thank you.
You know, how many copies do you think you're going to sell? 30, 40 copies of this album?
I will tell you right now, we're very optimistic about the sales of the album. I really hope you will buy it. And I really hope that I don't have to talk like this until I'm 80 years old.
Will you be disappointed if the album sells like, I don't know, 162 copies?
No, nothing disappoints me anymore. I have my llamas, and I have my Neverland Ranch, and I will go over to Elizabeth's house if the album doesn't sell well, and I will eat with her.
So now, with Macaulay, he's your lover.
Yes.
But Elizabeth Taylor, that's not a man-on-woman relationship you have?
Well, we don't have standard sex, but what we do is we basically get naked together, mm-hmm. We get into Elizabeth's bed, and we roll together in food, usually pies and also chicken. We rub it on each other's body. Did you ever see the movie, that funny movie, Austin Powers?
Yeah.
With the big fat man who's in bed?
Fat bastard.
That's what it looks like. She's got chicken all over the place, and then I have to, like, poke around and find the chicken that's in the different cracks. It's lots of big
fun. In the folds of skin?
Yeah, well, or sometimes, you know, she'll say, no, not there, silly, and I'll be near her privacy. And she'll laugh and laugh. She laughs like a little girl. She's still the spirit of a little girl, although she's an elderly woman now. She sure likes me, though. As soon as I go in, I get out of my band leader outfit. Yeah. I take off my glove.
Yeah.
And we climb into bed. And it'll be different food. Sometimes it's pizza. Sometimes it's spaghetti. Oh, spaghetti was great. Spaghetti with clam sauce.
Oh. What happened on your last date with Macaulay? I think this is the relationship that most people are curious about. Mm. He's been your girlfriend for a long time.
Macaulay and I only play one game together when he comes to the ranch.
What's that?
It's called 20 Minutes in the Closet. And we go into a closet, and the light's on, and then we stand there, and I shut the door, and you can lock it from the inside.
Yeah.
And I shut the door, and Macaulay turns the light off, and then we just, for 20 minutes, we explore each other's privacy. We have big fun. It really is. He's a good boy. I hope he finds himself spiritually and professionally. I know it can be very difficult and very demanding to be in the public eye as often as we are. But Macaulay usually can only stay a very brief time. So it's usually only 20 minutes in the closet together. And then he goes back and I go down to the stable.
And you come out of the closet.
And I go down and play with my ponies. I have ponies, too. Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't.
I have ponies. All male.
Of course, all male.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the point of having any female horses?
Well, the female ones don't like honey. The male ponies love the honey. They enjoy the honey very much. Will you buy my album, please?
Oh, I'm not going to buy your album.
Did you see my sister Janet on tour?
She's very good.
Yeah, I don't like LaToya, though.
Why?
Because she's a C.
Oh, see you in Toledo?
Yeah, that's a bad word. I don't like to say it. And you can't say it on the radio, can you?
No, you can't.
No, she, can I? They told me that I could use letters to say bad words.
Yeah, sure.
She's an M-effing C.
Oh, now, Michael!
I love talking dirty. Macaulay and I do that when we are exploring each other's privacies.
Really? Well, what do you say to each other?
We play 20 minutes in the closet, and sometimes we play fudgical.
Oh.
Have you ever played fudgical?
Ever played fudgical?
I can't really explain it in detail on the radio, but it's a fun game. Huh. It's a really, really fun game.
Does it involve a popsicle stick?
No, absolutely not. Just your hand. It's a fun game. And you go back and forth. And the way the game starts is, who wants the fudgical? It's big, big fun. Would you like to come on to the ranch sometime?
No.
We'd have a big fun
absolutely
together.
Absolutely not.
Who wants the fudgical?
You ever play creamsicle?
Orange creamsicle. Yeah, absolutely. You need a carrot for that. Time for the orange creamsicle. And you go back and forth as to who gets to decorate the carrot.
Oh, God damn.
Lots of fun, though, at the Neverland Ranch. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a good Halloween?
Oh, I had a wonderful Halloween. I had one of my old friends come over.
Who was that?
Emmanuel Lewis.
Oh, God.
He came over and we played Relish King.
You play, what was the game?
Relish King.
Relish King.
I was the Relish King because I made the most.
All right.
You get hot dog buns and plastic bags. And you put them over your head so you're almost suffocating.
Oh, you do that thing that Buzz likes, that thing with the guy.
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
The guy from NXS.
Yeah, well, he was silly. He actually hung from the door jamb. I don't do that.
You don't?
I just play with the plastic bags until it gets real dizzy. And I'm the Relish King. Lots of fun.
King of Relish.
Right. Emmanuel is a good boy. We played Relish King and then we played Peanut Hunt.
All right, well, listen, Michael Jackson, obviously.
Ran out of toothpicks.
King of, what are you the king of now? You're the king of,
Pop.
King of Pop.
I'm the king of Pop, and I'm the king of my llamas.
He's here to play.
I play Peanut Hunt with my llamas, too.
He's here to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Take one small llama and feed it a can of peanuts.
We need two callers.
Let the fun begin.
877-365-3636 and 202-432-1067.
Oh, so you want to be starting something.
Yeah, look at this. Ooh. This is back when you were popular.
Oh, I love this. This is when we were really happening.
We're like more boys than girls.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go, Michael. Squeeze your right one. Ooh.
All right, we'll take the first two calls right now. And, Michael, I guess you want to put your mask back on during the break?
Yeah, because, there are all sorts of germs. It's very dangerous. And also, someone might come by and recognize me. So I'm going to wear my special disguise. I won't be recognized with this surgical mask.
Yeah.
Bring up my band leader costume.
Or your Sergeant Pepper suit.
Sergeant Pepper suit. I sure won't be spotted with my woman's hat on. Sham on.
All right, we'll stay there. We'll take the first two calls for Jeopardy right after this.
Peanut Hunt.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love you too. I love you too.
They listen to radio backwards. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen,
you are so funny.
We're still looking for a fat woman.
Yeah, I understand.
Wants to go to the Redskins game. We got our contestants for Jeopardy, so you can call us on 877-36-36. We'll find a real fat woman to go with a real skinny guy. We're still trying to work on the opposites attract thing.
Excellent. I know that. Macaulay, it doesn't work that way. It's not. Oh, I'm on the radio.
Hold on. Let's eavesdrop for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be back on?
Who are you talking to?
Macaulay.
Well, go ahead. Finish your conversation.
What you want to do, you want to twist it, and then it works better. If you twist it just a little faster, it'll help. Okay. I love you, too. No, I really do. Okay, mine's bigger.
Or what were you talking about with Macaulay Culkin?
He was playing one of my games that I taught him at home, and he wasn't having a lot of success, so I had to work him through it. He's playing a game I invented last year. It's called Make the Flashlight Sweat. I have so many games at my ranch. You would have so much fun. I could actually write my own children's book with games. It's incredible.
How many times have you been sued recently?
I haven't. I don't want to talk about that. You're going to make me nervous, really. All we were doing was pillow wrestling. That's all it was. It was a simple little game that we played. And people are so unfair. They don't understand that these games make everybody happy. When we play King of Poop Mountain, Have you ever played that game?
I've never played King of Poop Mountain.
Have you ever played Miracle Whip?
I've never played that either.
Paint My Canvas?
No.
Penis Foosball?
No.
How about Where's My Thumb?
I've never played any of those games, Michael.
It's lots of fun. I enjoy it, Don. Are we going to play the game now?
We're not going to play Where's My Thumb.
It's so much fun. It really is. It's great. Shave the Peaches?
Let's play Low Budget Jeopardy, Michael.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering the studio is someone, but I'm not sure exactly who they are. Did your people bring me in the people that are supposed to play?
I got the names here. I got Preston Morton, who's from D.C. He's a service manager.
I love that name, Preston. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. What helped you?
He's a service manager for office products. Oh, that's great. Do you have any staplers?
Only for your head.
And now entering the studio is an engineer from Waldorf, Maryland. Let's say hi to Michael Lucas. His name is Michael, like mine. Come on.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Elku. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Hey, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever played carrot poker? And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy, Mike and Preston.
Yes.
Please don't screw with LQ. And say hi to Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Hey, Alex.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, Mike. Hi, Preston. Hey. Guys, listen, don't forget, answer in the form of a question with my mom. Wearing a clip-on tie. Suit by Mr. Guy. Call me Alex. Let's play the game. That's LQ Lord Quizmaster. Always call him Pete O'File.
Ben, the Pete two O'File. Of us will play my game. Julian Gherkin.
Michael Jackson. Here are your categories, guys, and they are Michael Jackson's lovers.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. You're so sensitive and kind.
Halloween 2001.
My favorite holiday.
Celebrity news.
Boring.
New on DVD home. L'Oreal.
I've got great DVDs.
And states and capitals.
Animal porn.
Here they are one more time. Michael Jackson's lovers. Halloween 2001.
Rub me.
Celebrity news.
Fantastic.
New on DVD home L'Oreal.
Oh, I'm feeling so giggly.
And states and capitals. Let's see. Preston, we'll start with you, Preston.
New on DVD.
All right, beautiful. Stars Mike Myers.
Damn, I knew what it is.
Oh, don't say bad words. Mike, it's your chance to steal, Michael.
I have no clue.
Ah.
What is Shrek?
Little movie called Shrek.
What is Shrek?
It was fantastic.
Shrek.
Michael Myers did the voice. It was a wonderful animated cartoon. I guess they're all animated, aren't they? Shemon, duh. Okay, Preston, you're in control. Duh.
Okay, DVDs for two.
Stars John Travolta.
Mike, your chance to steal again.
What is...
Oh, we got the DA version of Jeopardy going today. Guys, a little thing called swordfish.
Swordfish!
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I hate the taste of fish. I really don't like it at all.
Yeah, I bet.
I avoid it like the plague. Okay, Preston, you're in control.
For three, please.
Oh, you guys won't get this one. I don't blame you for not getting this one. Stars Jeff Goldblum.
What is Fly 3?
Good guess, Preston. Mike, your chance to steal.
Oh, no clue, guys.
No, but I know for a Michael Jackson, it's a porno. Remember that movie, Cats and Dogs?
Oh, Cats and Dogs is fantastic. They talk. They really do. They really talk. Mine don't. My animals at the Neverland Ranch tell no tales.
And that's the great thing about animals as opposed to small children, isn't
it? They make sounds, though, but that's what tape is for. Okay, Preston.
Celebrity news for one, please.
You mean like tape over their mouths?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some are harder than others. It's much harder to tape a pony's mouth than it is a pig's mouth.
Shamone.
Celebrity news for one. This pop diva, Nutcase, has agreed to guest star on Ally McBeal.
Who is Mariah Carey?
There you go. Finally on the big board.
$1 for you, Preston.
Celebrity news for you, please.
This guy, one of the richest men in the world, has agreed to guest star on Frasier.
Who is Bill Gates?
Right.
$2 for you, Preston. Way to go.
And what is celebrity news for three, please?
This real-life person whose real-life story won an Oscar has signed with NBC to host a talk show.
Who is Bill Clinton?
Mike, your chance to steal to get on the board with $3.
No what? Idea.
Nope. Aaron Brockovich.
Ooh, very exciting.
That's
Preston,
exciting.
Preston, you're still in control.
Michael's lovers for one, please.
Michael Jackson's lovers.
Come on.
Come on.
He was married to this part of rock and roll royalty.
Who is Lisa Marie Presley?
Bitch.
Right.
Bitch, bitch, bitch.
Hey, she's a good girl.
She is not a good girl. She was terrible to me.
Michael for two, please.
Thank God for Elizabeth, or I wouldn't have made it through that. I went over to Elizabeth's house, and she passed a peach pit.
Under armpit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Star of the Home Alone movies.
Who is Macaulay Culkin?
Yes.
My main man, my main boy. My main good man, good boy, man.
Michael's
good man boy.
Three, please.
All right, go again, Preston.
Michael's lovers for three, please.
Star of Webster.
Damn, I know.
Oh, you bastard. Mike, your chance to steal.
Oh, who is the little black kid who isn't Gary Coleman?
Oh, little black kid. That's you insensitive bastard.
The little black kid who isn't Gary Coleman. No, it's Emmanuel Lewis.
Lewis. He is the best. He is fantastic. The other night we played Spin the Lubricated Bottle. All right, Preston, you're in control.
Halloween 2001 for one, please.
All right, now these Halloween facts from a couple nights ago are courtesy of Harper's Index.
Halloween, trick or treat.
This was the most popular men's rental costume this year.
Who is Osama bin Laden?
No.
Mike, your chance to steal. You don't have any money yet.
I do not.
And you don't have a clue.
Mike?
Who is,
God. What a DA.
I know,
is.
I know.
Yes.
Is it the Green Reaper?
No, it's...
Is it American Ninja?
No, it's Uncle Sam.
Oh, no. That's silly. None
that's
of the,
stupid.
None of the children at my house had that. We
I'm
all
sure
had...
they didn't. They all had see-through costumes.
You were there. That's right. We wrapped ourselves.
And cellophane. Halloween for two, please.
This was the most popular women's rental costume this year.
Who was a pop diva?
Mike, your chance to steal. Come on, you're not going to be able to go to the final round and I'll cry.
Who is the Statue of Liberty?
There you go, see?
Yay!
Even a blind squirrel occasionally gets an acorn.
Yay, you engineered that, Michael. You're an engineer. Are you a train engineer? I love trains.
I don't want to hear about the trains.
I love Lionel trains.
Oh, I thought you could talk about a train of boys.
No. I actually enjoy those kind of trains, too, but I actually get naked and I play with my trains. I pretend that I'm the depot. All right, Mike, you're in control.
Hiding in the tunnel.
All right, for three, here we go.
No. We're through the states and capitals.
No. You got to finish the Halloween thing.
Oh, thank you.
This candy, again, was projected to be the number one seller for trick-or-treaters. Third year in a row.
Oh, God. Not what is candy corn.
No.
Preston, your chance to steal.
Who is Snickers bar?
Yeah. Yes, it sounded like a retard, but yes, it's Snickers, right. Who is a Snickers bar?
Who is a Snickers bar? What a dumbass.
Thank
right,
you.
$9 for you so far, Preston. Select again.
States and capitals for one, please.
All right, the last category. Last category. What's wrong with that?
I hate this category.
Why?
Oh, it makes my brain turns to mush.
It is the capital of Michigan.
What is Dearborn?
Mike, your chance to steal Dearborn.
Lansing, that's right.
Hold on. Was there a...
Mike actually answered Lansing.
That was right.
Was there a form of a question there, though?
I think it was.
Yes, it was. It wasn't a form of a question.
$1 for you. You're in control, Mike.
All right, but this is... There's a dumbass out of Dearborn, Michigan. All right, go again, please. For two, it is the capital of Pennsylvania.
What is... Harrisburg.
Oh, yeah, you barely squeezed that one out.
You talk slow. Okay, select again.
We'll finish the category.
It is the capital of Illinois.
Take your time.
Take your time.
What is...
I just want to see what he's going to guess. It's not Dearborn.
It's not Lansing.
Okay. Preston, your chance to steal.
What is Springfield?
Springfield is correct, Amundo.
$3 for Preston.
Great.
All right, so that's the...
Is that the end of the first round?
That's the end of the round, Mike.
Wow, it went so fast. Did you boys have fun?
Yeah, as much as you did, I think.
Thank you very much, boys.
All right, we're going to play Final Low Budget Jeopardy now. They both have money, right, Michael?
They both have money. Preston has $11, and Mike has $5. Lord Quizmaster, how come you don't have a cape?
Here's your category. Guys, can you name that sequel? Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro have signed for a sequel to the movie Analyze This. In the form of a question, give me the title of the sequel. Okay? They've signed for a sequel to the movie Analyze This. Big major hit. In the form of a question, give us the title of the sequel. Guys, like I say, form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a pair of Michael Jackson magic pants. Michael Jackson magic pants are the pants I wear every day, and they're magic, with secret places where you can hide things, like light bulbs and pieces of fruit. There's even a full-sized hamster cage and a fruit roll-up maker in one pocket. I hope you enjoy my magic pants, and you can put your hands anywhere you want in your magic pants, and no one can find them. And they smell great, too. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek, Geronimo Shamon.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michael.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Ah!
It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Go to DA Mike first, right?
Yes, he has the low amount of money with $5.
Okay, Mike, name that sequel. Billy Crystal, Robert De Niro have signed for a sequel to Analyze This.
What is Analyze This, the sequel?
Hey!
That knocks you down to zero, Mike.
Oh, no. No,
DA.
DA, what a DA. Preston, you're the winner if you have the right answer.
What is Analyze That?
Yes, that's right. Of course, Analyze That.
And that means that
I got it.
Preston Morton, you're our Low Budget Jeopardy champion.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah. I mean, Michael.
Analyze This is a sequel. Well, parting is such sweet sorrow. Adieu. Listen, Mike, DA, Lucas, don't go away. Don't go away, Matt. Just go away. Go to Dearborn, Michigan. And let's take these prizes with you. Preston, you've won money. Here now is Michael Jackson to tell you what you won.
Way to go. You double your score to $22. We throw in a total bonus of $25 for a total of $47. And you win the money. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am. I'm overjoyed.
And we have some lovely parting gifts for Mike, Michael Lucas. Are you ready, Michael?
I'm ready, Michael.
First of all, you have won a two-night, three-day stay at Winter Green Resort, courtesy of Virginia Tourism. Whatever it is you love to do, you'll find it in Virginia this fall. Yeah. To find out for yourself, visit virginiaisforlovers.com and check out the local 100 fall packages. So many words to read. They have put together. But wait.
There's four.
You have won a Redskins team highlight video. Watch the Redskins play the Seahawks this Sunday at 4:15 at FedEx Field.
Super Bowl year video.
What?
I hope it's a Super Bowl year video.
You're talking while I'm reading the prize.
Sorry, Michael.
Don't miss your chance to be a part of all the excitement of the Washington Redskins 2001 season. Thank you, and thanks for playing the game, Michael Lucas.
Thank you, guys. Preston, see you next week.
All right.
Mike, see you. See you around DA. Hi. And thank you. Hold on, guys. Well, what can I say? Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. And Michael Jackson, well, you've got lots of games to play with your boys.
Oh, we're playing Bury the Cantaloupe this weekend.
And, the new album is out. You hope to sell, 60 or 70 copies by the end of the weekend?
I'm so excited. I want to thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I really want to say that I really...
You're very welcome. And Michael, always remember and never forget that Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of...
It's a production of Coron Incorporated. And is this Remington by King
Look, thank you, Michael.
Goodbye, Magic Pants.
All right, all those games. King of Poop Mountain. I've never heard of that game before.
Oh, that's a good one. He likes that one a lot.
King of Poop Mountain.
He likes that almost as much as Miracle Whip.
We we got a break. Still No fat ladies have called.
Oh, come on.
The dream date to go to the Redskins game with the skinny guy. So the lines will remain open. First fat girl to call in will get to go on the dream date. And, yeah, we're throwing on $100 for food.
Hey. Right.
If that means anything to you. So
oh, you bet it does.
Call us on the toll free. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. How would you like a brand new Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe? You know, the hottest new car from Mercedes? Well, all you gotta do is get on the waiting list, and in 6 months you might get to buy your car.
Or
you can listen to the Don and Mike Show. That's right, Don and Mike are giving away the AT&T Simply Wireless Mercedes-Benz C230. And all you have to do is listen to Don and Mike. Every day, they give away a key, 29 in all. And on December 14th, one of the keys will start the brand new Mercedes-Benz. That's it.
Simple.
Listen and win. Remember, Simply Wireless is the premier wireless retailer in the country, featuring AT&T wireless services. Check them out at www.simplywireless.com. A brand new Mercedes from your Benz friends. The Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me, Chief. I got something here you might want to see. I hate when people talk during the movie.
God damn it.
All right,
the Don and Mike Show.
Well, gave away that Mercedes key already today to a lady with a four-hour club. But have no fear. Next key on Monday's episode. Have a seat, Charles. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You doggone douchebags. I want to tell you something.
My God.
Right.
I lived in Baltimore for 5 years. I just moved to New York last week. In 1 week, I moved to Brooklyn, New York, started a job, and had a new son, a baby.
Wow, congratulations.
Way to go.
Thank you. And needless to say, my life is freaking upside down. I come home, I turn on the radio, 102.7. I totally forgot that you guys were up here in New York. And you just... a gosh darn sea of tranquility in my car.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
That's nice. Thank you.
You know that. Thank you.
Congratulations on the baby.
Thanks.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
And congratulations on scaling the wall and making it out of Baltimore.
Yeah, very tough accomplishment. Very, very difficult to do.
Now it's time, it's Friday, and that means it's time for, oops, hold on. It's at the movies.
It's always fun. That music means only one thing.
Now it's time for At the Movies with Charlie Stossel. And we do love doing now the point counterpoint.
Yes, absolutely.
Charlie, of course, has seen the movies and will be giving us his opinion. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, guys. You know, Don, I'm hoping that this next individual, I know that on many sitcoms, the entrances are usually the best part for some characters with this proclivity.
Welcome as the other point of view, Homo Joe.
Homo Joe!
Nice to hear.
Now, see, he doesn't come in like the guy on Grace. What is it? What's that?
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace, yeah. That's right.
Will and Grace.
I was
going
to wear a wig today, but I figured I just didn't want to mess up my hair.
Gay, but not too gay.
Okay.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
All right, so here's the deal. Homo Joe, I know you've not seen the movies. However, whatever Charlie says,
you agree with. Absolutely.
You go the opposite way and be as absolutely vocal and fervent in your point as you can. Charlie, many new movies this weekend. Lots of them I want to check out. How many you got for us?
We have three that we'll go with.
Okay, three.
Maybe four if we have time.
Okay, let's go with the big three then.
The One.
This is the
not the Elton John song. It is the Jet Li movie.
The karate movie.
The karate.
Right.
Karate is here.
Or as Rob calls it, judo.
Hey.
And, you know, he keeps saying to me, you know, what does a Jewish guy have in his wallet? I know the joke.
Oh, my God.
Judo.
He's relentless.
He is. Okay. All right. The One with Jet Li.
Hey, here's a movie. Jet Li is one of these guys like a Van Damme, like a Steven Seagal. He needs a breakout at some point, and you hope that with this movie, which is a great premise, that this would be his breakout movie where he becomes this big star in this country. And
because we need another martial arts star.
Yes, we do. Goodness knows we do.
Oh, my God.
So what the story revolves around is a bunch of parallel universes. And Delroy Lindo and Jet Li are partners. And what they do are catch jumpers, people that go into parallel universes to do crime. Well,
Jet Li's character is so caught up, Gabriel's name, he's so caught up with the with what one of these criminals did that his mind gets a little twisted, and what he does is he jumps to different universes where he discovers if he kills his alternate self, he gets all the strength from that person.
This is a lot of plot just for a karate movie.
Yeah, my God. Well, I'm already getting a headache.
It's more Matrix-y than anything else. So if he kills 50 of himself in other universes, he becomes 50 times stronger and thus becomes more invincible in his real
existence. Ritter was eating mushrooms when this
was Del Orlando now goes to chase his ex-partner and apprehend him before he gets too strong and too overwhelming. I love the idea. I think it's a great idea, but this is not Crouching Tiger. This is not some of the... even Iron Monkey had a little bit more on the ball than this movie does. It was a little disappointing. Great action sequences, but you need the writing and you need the acting, and some of it just looks too computer-generated. It almost looks like a video game sometimes.
How many dolls do you give it?
1.5, 2.
1.5.
Oh, well, Joe,
I think it's a great movie with all that high hair, with all that karate stuff going around. You see the hair flying in the air. I mean, you know, what else could you ask for? You know, Butch Men, you know? Could make you get a wood.
Very good.
There you go.
Joe, how many, ladies and gentlemen, he knows his role on this.
How many tubes of anal ease do you give it, Joe?
I give it one big, large anal ease and one large jet of lube.
Oh, dear.
Crisco.
How this has
been 85 pounds worth.
Who can figure out Joe's scale?
I don't know. Because you should have just given it like three or four tubes.
Three tubes of anal ease. But, okay, but you know, it's Joe. You know, let him have fun.
Variety. You know, yes. I like to mix things.
Yes, right.
And Joe is sporting the new shaved head look also.
Yeah, I bet that's, I bet you're doing well with that look, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I need a little shaved head.
Sure. Very good.
All right, Charlie, what is our next movie? Hey, well, Charlie, good news.
Hey.
For one time, there's going to be, like, no gay jokes made about you today.
That's why I'm here.
Dreamy.
Yeah.
Right, the next movie, the John Travolta movie.
Okay.
Domestic Disturbance.
Right, it looks predictable, but I'll tell you why I'll probably see it, because I like John Travolta, and I like Vince Vaughn.
In this movie, John Travolta plays maybe the nicest guy that you will ever meet. He is a boat builder. He builds wooden ships. And this is what he stays in. Of course, he can't make a dime off of this. Gets divorced from his hot wife. Meet the parents, Terry Polo, the...
The blonde.
Yes.
Mm.
They have a kid who's a little rebellious, doesn't like that they're getting split up. But John Travolta's such a nice guy that he goes to his ex-wife's wedding. He still stays involved with their lives, although has an odd relationship with the boy. They don't see eye to eye on a lot of things. The boy witnesses a murder done by Vince Vaughn, the new husband, and now it's the good father against the evil new stepfather, because no one believes the boy because he's so troubled.
Oh, I like that plot.
Before you accuse Charlie of giving away the TPS, the tedious plot summary, you know that you've seen the ads from the movie, this is obvious.
I haven't seen the trailer, but it sounds like
it's been done before. It's Hand That Rocks the Cradle has been done like this. Double Jeopardy has been done like this. A Sally Field movie from about 4 or 5 years ago has been done like this. It's terribly predictable. You know exactly what's going to happen. Travolta, very good at the beginning as the nice guy. Vince Vaughn, decent as the bad guy. It's
what's
almost
the deal
like
with Travolta's choices? I mean, he's
on a bit of a dry spell.
John is making movies.
It all started with that battle. What is it? Battlefield Earth.
Right. Maybe the worst movie ever. It's almost unwatchable. Battlefield Earth is so bad.
John Melwood Travolta. How many dolls do you give this movie?
Too predictable, so two.
Two. All right, well, Joe, that means that you got to go the other way.
Well, Don, I've seen The Body in the Bottom of My Boat this past week, and I think it's a great movie, and I think everybody should go out and see it, because John Travolta, you know, he still does the dancing thing, you know? I did see him on TV this morning. They talked about how he went to a dance studio with his wife, and he felt out of place, and I just don't understand that, but I think he's a good guy, and he's sexy, you know?
How many?
So I would give it three bottles of lube.
There you go.
Three bottles of lube.
Three bottles of lube. Fantastic, Joe.
All right, and the other movie, it's
Monsters
probably...
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc. This is the fourth Pixar movie.
Right.
Pixar Animation, who has done Toy Story, Toy Story 2, and Bug's Life.
Great movies.
Great movies, and we'll make it four.
Oh,
this
fantastic.
Is
good, because I have to go see
for
this.
Pixar,
with your kids.
Yeah. For Pixar, I think that this is their version of Beauty and the Beast, how Disney had theirs. This is more of an adult movie. While it's funny and you can take the kids to it, I think adults are going to get a lot out of this. Mike and Sully, Billy Crystal and John Goodman's characters.
Good luck storming the castle.
Billy Crystal.
Monsters,
how did he find the time?
Are monsters who scare kids. They live in closets. They come out at night. Monsters, Inc. is a company that does this, that lives on the other side.
Doesn't Billy Crystal know judo?
Oh,
no, he's a martial arts
player. I understand he is.
He's taken to judo.
One day, this little two-year-old, year-and-a-half-old girl comes through her portal or her closet door into the monster world. And in this world, children are toxic. So they're scared of the kids as opposed to the other way around.
Oh, man, this is good. On so many levels, this is fantastic.
And what the movie becomes is a relationship movie between Sully, the John Goodman character, and this little girl. Once he finds out the kids aren't toxic, and there's really nothing to be afraid of, you translate that with kids and monsters, there's really nothing to be afraid of. And it's a bonding picture between these two. And in the last 15 minutes, won't be a dry eye in the house.
All right, how many dolls do you get this?
Four.
Joe, incidentally, has a monster that comes out of his pants at night.
Well, Don, this is a story of Homo Joe's life. I've lived in the closet with this teddy bear that's in there. It really stinks. It will scare you. It'll be the freakiest movie you've ever seen in your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think you should keep your kids away from it.
Okay.
And Joe,
follow that advice. Okay.
How many tubes of Annalise do you give this?
I have a half-open one.
It's Monsters.
Where'd the applicator go?
Great movie. It's a great. And I'm telling you, it's terribly touching.
And Joe?
It touched me all over, Don.
Oh, God.
All right. And not in a good way, I'm
bad
sure.
Touch.
That's right. Bad touch?
It was a bad touch.
Bad touch.
And, of course, we love talking about the relationships on this show. Joe, how are things going with you? And have you picked up any strange Puerto Rican men recently?
Hey.
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, no. Charlie, he's got a thing for Puerto Rican. I know you're
he's
Puerto
true.
Rican.
But don't, well, I am the most un-Puerto Rican-looking guy you
can still see, that is my love. The Spanish men, they are the flavor that
I still think the whole Stossel thing, but that Puerto Rican thing is just a scam. You used to get a job or something.
Spanish men lately, Donna Mike, I've had a little blonde hair, blue eye thing. It's more
really?
Nordic.
Yeah.
Really? Nordic. You got a Nordic thing?
Got a little thing going on here. That's what I had for 15 years, so I guess I got to go back to it.
And where did you meet him?
In North
at one of the local gay bars on Halloween Eve.
Wow.
So you just met him two nights ago?
Yeah, and we've been communicating and talking back and forth.
Joe, did you dress up for Halloween?
Slightly not.
Slightly not. You're never like a big dresser. You don't go for that.
I've been asked to do some drag for a contest for the gay community, and I don't even have a dress. So
really?
They want to fix me up, so I don't know.
You had sex with this guy on the first day?
No, I did not. He's old-fashioned, very courting type scenario.
Ah, well, let us know how it goes.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to be a long run.
And
dry spell.
And Charlie, how are things with your gal pal?
Great. We're doing the move-in.
Oh!
Really?
Wow. Congratulations.
Doing the move-in. Great.
Oh. She's on her job interviews down here.
Oh, so you got her coming down? She going to shack up with you?
Yeah.
Way to go.
Congratulations.
She's basically
Charles.
Shacked up now. She's turned my house into a colorful, flower-filled, plant-filled house.
Well, good for you.
Charlie, what were you for Halloween?
I handed out candy. That was my job. Okay. I didn't dress up, didn't do anything.
don't be so defensive.
I didn't dress up.
Can't ask the guy a freaking question.
I did not dress up for Halloween. That's
there wasn't an orange wig and a big clown?
No, okay. Usually there is, not this year.
Right.
Too many people have heard the show and now, you know, they avoid the house when I'm out there in the clown costume with my shovel and plastic bag.
All right, well, there's At the Movies this week with Charlie Stossel.
That was a good segment.
The anti-reviewer, homosexual Joseph.
I enjoyed that.
Charlie, thank you. See you next week.
You guys.
Thank you, Donna Mike, for having me over.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
There they go, hand in hand, walking out of the studio.
God.
Terrific.
For once, Charlie's the macho man.
Very good. Very exciting.
Oh, about that.
Gay, but not too gay.
Who's this on hold here? Is this Kiefer?
No, that's the listen line at NEW. Kiefer can be put through right now, though.
No, we got a break first. So Kiefer's just got a chill for a second. I want to mention Kiefer Sutherland coming up, and we still need that. God, I know we've been pimping this the whole goddamn show. Really, we need a fat chick who wants to go to the Redskins game.
What is the deal with this?
And we're willing to lower our standards now.
Okay,
to just a chubby chick.
Chubby,
yeah. So if you're just a chubby chick
and you'd like a date with a skinny guy,
give us a call at 877-365-3636. We got the tickets for the Redskins and the Seahawks,
right?
And we got to make the dream date happen before the end of the show today, so now we even take just a chubby chick, okay?
Very good.
Give us a call, and we'll be back with the chubby chick and Kiefer Sutherland in a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what I
I've seen of their records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
It's where the chicken contributes and the pig makes a commitment. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we have a bit of a dilemma that Kiefer Sutherland's on the phone.
Okay?
Right. Guy's got a new show on Fox.
Oh, 24 hours? Is that what it is?
24, yeah. Big show.
24, right.
But I've been told that he doesn't want to take the sex quiz.
Can we negotiate with him about it?
Maybe? Well, we'll find out. Rob, why don't you pick up and tell Kiefer that we'd love to do the interview with him, but we'd like him to please take the sex quiz.
Hi, Kiefer. Hi, it's Rob with the Don and Mike Show. How are we today? Good. Don and Mike are looking forward to talking to you, but they're wondering if it would be possible if you could take their sex quiz. It's very brief. It's, I believe, 14 questions.
We've 13.
All taken it. Presidential candidates have taken it. Sure, is that okay? It's very, very innocuous, and I'll put you right through to Don and Mike, and hey, love you, babe. Hold on.
All right, very well. Excellent. Hold on, Rob.
Excellent.
So you said yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, good. All right, well, here he is. Everybody, here's the star of 24 years, Kiefer Sutherland. Hi, Kiefer. How you doing today?
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hey, man, hold on. Let me play the... hey, Rob, where's the promo for Kiefer's show?
Yeah, we got it right here. It should be lying around.
Listen to this. This sounds like a good show. Listen to this.
And the clock starts ticking on the television event of the year, 24.
If you ever want to see your daughter again, get me out of it!
TV Guide calls it the best new show of the season. Kiefer Sutherland stars in the series premiere of 24. It all starts at 8, 7 Central Tuesday on Fox.
Yeah,
looks there like it is. That show looks fantastic.
Oh, well, thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
It looks like a movie. I mean, that's a compliment. It looks like it's too good to be on TV.
Well, the guy who made it, well, in all fairness, one of the reasons why I got involved with the show is because I started watching some stuff on television that I thought was really innovative. I mean, from West Wing to Ally McBeal and Law and Orders, I've just been amazed with what they've accomplished on some of those budgets. And so this director, Stephen Hopkins, had never done television before. He and I hooked up with this show, and we've been very, very happy with the results. So.
And everybody probably knows the concept. The entire season's going to be based on one day.
One day. One really bad day.
Wow. A real evil day.
24 hours. Hey, Kiefer, I seen your dad's ass twice.
Have you? One would be Animal House.
And the other would be Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys.
Oh, Space Cowboys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dad, you,
I don't remember seeing his ass in that.
I thought, well, he was naked, right? When they're doing the physical.
There's a scene where the four of them turn around.
Yeah, but that was the front part.
No. There's another scene where you turn around and you see all four asses.
Oh, now I got to rent it again.
Yeah. Now, do you and your dad have a mutual admiration society? I mean, you go back and forth to follow each other's work?
I certainly do. No, you're talking about one of the most prolific actors in film.
Right.
He's absolutely amazing. He's one of the most brilliant actors. His career has spanned 35 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he's worked with everyone from Fellini to Bertolucci to Robert Redford. He's just a brilliant, brilliant actor.
He is, and you know, listen, you're pretty good, too.
Thank you.
And the show, No BS, looks really, really good. And was it held back because of baseball, or was it held back originally, the debut, because of all the crap that happened on the 11th?
No, it was held back because of baseball. One of the important things, because of the real-time aspect of the show, that each show be able to run contiguously throughout the 24 weeks.
Contiguously, Mike.
Yeah, that's the word I had trouble with last
week. That's right.
Yeah. Contiguous.
That's right.
And so we followed baseball just because we didn't want to get interrupted in case of what I actually think is going to be a 7-game series. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you might be right about that.
I think you might be wrong about that. I think it might be a 6-game.
You think they're going to wrap up tomorrow?
A 6-game series, but that would we would have been in trouble with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for your show, right. No, I was just talking about just in general.
Yeah.
So take your show out of it. Who do you think is going to win the series?
You know what? I think with everything that New York has gone through, and in all fairness, Washington as well, but they're not in it, I would like to see New York win.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Kiefer, here we go with our sex quiz taken by, I think Rob gave you the hype, everybody, Dennis Franz.
Everybody's done this but me.
It's a tradition. I think the last major star of high caliber was Matt Damon, who took the sex quiz. And you know, if you hesitate, of course, you will hear the buzzer, which would indicate we're going to, that's a no, and then the dinger is a yes answer.
And we've taken it ourselves. It's an insight into you, Kiefer Sutherland, the man. It's 13 questions. We'll make it real fast. Kiefer, have you ever been in a three-way? Had group sex?
Yes.
Have you ever had a sex with a woman while she's menstruating?
Yeah, okay. All right. Said it was innocuous, man.
Yeah, but that says, well, for this show, it's very innocuous.
Have you ever had a homo experience?
No.
Okay, good. Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes.
Kiefer, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Yes.
Kiefer Sutherland, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
You'd have to read. What is J-O'd?
J-O would be.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, there you go.
It's really early here for me.
We understand.
3 hours behind.
We totally understand.
No.
No, okay.
Have you ever had sex at a public place?
Yes.
Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
Nope. Here's a big one, Kiefer.
Uh-oh.
Just morality-wise, it's my hang-up. Have you ever had sex in the no-no?
I decline to answer that.
Yeah. He gets the dinger on that one.
Right. Kiefer, have you J-O'd yet today?
No.
He said it's early out there in the L.A.
All right, three more. You ever had sex in a car?
Ever had sex in a what?
In a car.
Yes.
Of course.
You ever had a one-night stand or sex with a stranger?
Yes.
And finally, to the nearest 10, 50, 100, or 1,000, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to have been?
It's actually quite small. I could count them on my digits.
Oh, really?
So would that be fingers and toes or just fingers?
Fingers and toes.
Fingers so and
under
toes.
Under 20.
Under 20. Let's give him a round of applause.
Under 20.
Kiefer, we appreciate. Now, that wasn't that bad, was it?
For Kiefer Sutherland.
I don't know. I'll have a call here in a month, depending on mail.
And Buzz, comparing Kiefer to some of the other celebrities, how did he do?
We'll rate Mr. Sutherland as mildly Hollywood with 8 yes answers and under 20 partners.
Yeah, kind of a Boy Scout, and I'm very surprised at that.
Nicely done.
I'm sure the opportunities have presented themselves over the years.
And listen, no BS, the show 24 looks like something really, really decent, and you should watch it on Fox. Yeah. And that's
I think you better be prepared to be in it for the long haul, Kiefer, because I think this is going to be a big hit.
Well, that would be a pleasure. We've had a great time doing it, and thank you guys for helping us support it.
No problem. I'd love to talk to you again sometime when you got more time.
Okay, man. You guys take care. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, your dad's got a great ass.
All
right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
You know what? Kudos to you with the dad's ass. Yeah. I've seen your dad's ass twice, and I immediately go back to Animal House.
He's got a great ass.
He's wearing that sweater, and he reaches up there. Oh,
and when he's banging Karen Allen.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. He's a cool guy, nice guy, Kiefer Sutherland.
No, I think...
Wish we did have more time, really.
I think Lisa came in and said the only reason that he was not up for the sex quiz was the time element.
Oh, okay, all right.
So that's fine. Good. You know, I think plug the show, and it looks good. Show 24 on Fox.
Getting great reviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, Cheryl.
Yes.
All right, now listen, we think that we might have the problem solved here.
Okay.
Because Cheryl's a chubby chick, and her husband is a skinny guy.
What are you weighing at there, Cheryl?
140.
And how tall are you?
5 foot.
5 foot, 140.
Mm-hmm.
That's chubby. Come on, Mike. What do you?
I am so sorry to be doing this.
Why are you looking at me in this tone of voice?
I really feel bad because I know you're trying to get this done. I don't want to be a roadblock here, Don. It's killing me.
You
she's
know.
5 feet and 140 pounds.
All right, but she's a. We lowered the bar from fat chick to chubby chick.
Yeah. Now let me. Let's to get the vitals on her husband. Perhaps is your husband real skinny?
160.
Oh, that's skinny. How tall?
How tall?
6'2".
Oh, here you go.
All right.
Okay.
Now, see that?
All right, what the hell?
That's scary. Okay, and, you know, and besides, it's been, no pun intended, it's been murder for Joe back there on the phones today.
Yeah. These two together look 6'2 and 160. He must, like, break fingers when he's flossing.
These two look like a semicolon when they stand next to each other.
Oh, man, how long you been smoking?
Since I was 12.
Oh. All right, Mike, guess the brand.
The brand would be for this one. Since she was 12, she would be a Marlboro Light smoker.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Not ultra lights, the regular lights.
Yep.
There you go.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Kreskin.
Well, listen, Cheryl, you and your husband, please go to the Redskins game this weekend. We'll give you $100 to buy food.
Okay.
Knowing the Redskins, that'll buy you like two hot dogs and two Cokes. Or maybe you can just go out and buy another carton of cigarettes.
There you go.
Redskins against the Seattle Seahawks, Sunday, 4:15 at FedEx Field. This is my favorite part of the copy to read. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the excitement of the Redskins season.
Yeah.
And remember, no smoking in the seating bowl.
There you go.
Oh, I know. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
love
Cheryl.
Love you guys. Well,
thank you.
Thank you for your charming laughter.
Thank you, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I was so pissed at Joe today.
I have a surprise for you.
That, before we went on the air with Keith or something,
yeah, there was a fire drill in here.
There was, like, a girl on the phone that was, like, 5'2".
Right.
Wait, how much did it say she weighed on the screen?
250.
Oh! 250, right?
Man!
So I see that on the screen, then Joe comes in, and I go, what happened to that one? And Joe says, well, hey, man, I got another girl who's got a husband who's skinny and, you know, and...
Sorry, dude, I just did too much trick-or-treating this week.
Yeah, it's been a bad day for Joe on the telephone.
Yes, it has. Everybody has their bad days once in a while.
Joe's learning the Jimmy the Intern lesson that generally when you come on the show, when you call the listeners MFers,
right.
That they kind of unite as one against you.
Yeah. Joe, they do, making your job more difficult.
I'd urge you to play nice with our beloved listeners.
Amen, Joe. Brother.
Don't forget, the customer is sometimes right on the Don and Mike Show.
And that's you have no idea how bold a statement Don just made.
That is. That's our motto. And, of course, everyone listening there.
Just people. E-pill.
Just people. Okay. All right, well, we got it all in today.
Yeah, we did.
We crammed it all in there. We had the what's-her-name, the dits from Monday Night Football, and we had
whatever her name is.
The Kiefer Sutherland, and we had the Jeopardy, and we gave away the car key with the 4-Hour Club.
Everything got done today.
Got it. Now we're down to the best part of the show, Guy Buzz Burbank's news show. Here we go.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, here you go. Spotlight on you. What is the lead story today?
See if you can decode this. The headline, America's Heroes Fight Among Themselves.
Really? Is it like firefighters fighting or something?
It's ugly.
Okay, all right. Fuggly. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Favorite part of the show, taking your calls.
Just people.
Right, people. 877-365-3636. DC, your hotline. 202-432-1067.
They only play commercials when they get bored. Don and Mike.
We'll be up in New York next week. We're going to be having a singing dog contest. All of this to give away keys for the Mercedes that we're giving away.
We're going to want you to bring your dogs into the studio.
The Simply Wireless AT&T Mercedes we're giving away. You win a key if your dog does the best singing. Also next week, some like world-class call girl coming in.
Ooh.
I don't know, she's coming in the studio. She's banged like 6,000 guys, and she's...
she's world-class.
Apparently, she's the cream of the crop. Also, we're going to be covering, since we're positive the Yankees are going to win the World Series, we'll be covering the parade for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Next week, live from New York. And we're just sitting outside at Cancer Corner with Buzz. When it came to me, our Thanksgiving promotion.
What?
Can't tell you, but let me just say,
he can tell Rob, but he can't tell me.
It involves turkeys. Well, Mike, this is how it works. Let me build some suspense.
I know.
I gotta.
Don't do that to me, because it kills me when you do that. When you like show Rob the piece of paper, and then you take it like kids do when they're in school, and you fold down the corners, and you both give me the little look like. Oh, yeah. Rob's in back going, oh, yeah, really enjoying it. And I'm over here watching you fold the paper and hide it from me. It's very, very frustrating. So when you do that, I don't mind you doing it on the air because right. it doesn't bother me. But,
what did you say?
Yeah. I said that effing kills me.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. That's how used I am.
Yeah.
That's how used I am to your mouth.
My sailor's mouth.
Girl.
But you had a devious look on your face that you've had for other contest, that would be indicative of how good
it's a good one. It'll involve turkeys, but it's not like the pumpkin contest.
No.
Not like the pumpkin contest at all.
Mm-hmm.
But it involves turkeys.
Turkeys!
For Thanksgiving. And I'll just give you this hint. The turkeys will have to be defrosted. Okay?
That's a good tease.
Okay?
That is a good tease. Now I'm glad I don't know.
Hello.
It's better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. But it's not the it's not remotely near the contest we did with the pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good.
Or the pie.
Hey, I was calling about bowling. See if you're still challenging teams.
Oh, no. You know what? We're booked up for bowling through the end of the year.
All right.
All right, thank you. As a matter of fact, next Wednesday, we're bowling in Manhattan. We're going to be bowling a team called the Fockers, and we're bowling at...
At Bullmore Lanes in Manhattan on 13th and University.
That is correct.
Hello, Dan, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I think I figured out your next contest.
Yeah, what?
Turkey Tuckers?
No. I told you, it's not the same thing as the pumpkin. It's not in any way related to having sex with a turkey.
Mm.
That's too bad. All right, I'll keep guessing.
No, come on. How pedestrian would that be to do the same contest like 3 weeks later just with turkeys?
And you get into a whole different deal there.
Yeah, it's not a turkey eating contest. But trust me, again, we'll be making radio history. It's
very
something
good.
That's never been done before on the radio.
I shall look forward to it.
We all shall.
Yeah. It'll be good. And it doesn't matter if the turkeys are warm or cold, but they got to be defrosted. Absolutely.
So you're saying they're defrosted, not necessarily cooked.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great show today.
Thanks.
Hey, what do you think about the new Enterprise show?
The Star Trek?
Yes, sir.
You know, I only, that's the thing when you got the TiVo.
Yeah.
I got the TiVo, and I've got like a million episodes of shows now that I haven't watched.
Right.
I've got like two Superman's Creek that I haven't watched.
I've got to get in there and clean that up, otherwise it'll lose memory.
How many shows have you seen on TiVo?
Christ, on my TiVo, Letterman, Star Trek, Friends, Superman's Creek, The Simpsons.
About 16 hours, reasonably.
Yeah,
I think.
I
pretty cool.
Mine is simply Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart, Martha Stewart.
I got tons, but sometime I'm going to catch it. You know, since we got this new job, since we do this new hours, it's really cut into my TV viewing time. Because my prime TV viewing time used to be the time that we're doing the show now.
Yeah, well, you'd go back and you'd review everything. You'd record it.
Right. So I'm
would record it also.
I'm going to have to get back. Is the Star Trek any good after the first one?
Oh, yes, definitely.
It is good.
All right. Outstanding. I look forward to it. I like it a lot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Have a guess for your new contest with the turkey?
Oh, go ahead, but you won't get it. Go ahead.
Could it be whoever can be the best master baster?
No.
Okay.
Listen, you got to think out of the box on this, okay?
Hmm.
Think outside the lines. But you'll like it.
It's good.
Trust me, you'll like it. It's never been done before.
Good.
You'll like it. Buzz, I almost forgot. It's the news in the comments. Hi there.
It's quite all right. The stress has taken its toll. Emotions still running high. A little fighting broke out in New York today between the city's finest and the city's bravest. Police and firefighters clashed at Ground Zero.
Oh, no.
The fire department's been ordered to cut back the number of men it has assigned to the attack site for safety reasons. Giuliani wants no more than 24 police and 24 firefighters on the scene at any given time. But the firefighters still have brethren in the rubble, and they want to be there to retrieve the remains. They've been demonstrating outside Ground Zero, but today they moved the demonstration inside the boundaries. The police were ordered to keep them out, so a scuffle broke out. It didn't last, fortunately. In the end, the firefighters were able to make their way into the area, had a moment of silence, marched to City Hall, where three fire union officials were arrested.
Well, I feel for those guys. Oh, I mean, really, I mean, God almighty. I mean, like, it's not bad enough.
It
really
sucks.
I mean,
on ice.
It really does.
New York officials are thinking about building a dome over the World Trade Center wreckage so the cleanup work can continue through the winter. An umbrella-type roof would protect Ground Zero from snow and rain, but let the smoke from the still smoldering rubble escape. And speaking of smoke, city health officials say...
You are looking...
Oh, no, is it this one? Where is it?
Which one?
Like a dome stadium, actually.
I'm not getting it, Rob.
I'm
there you go. You are looking live at the Terror Dome.
Yeah, I don't think they get any sponsors for that, though.
So.
That's a good thing. Speaking of smoke, city health officials say that's what's making firefighters and other workers cough, not the asbestos or any other kind of poison in the air. Today, more specific information, perhaps, about the so-called credible threats that prompted the government to issue another terrorist warning this week. California Governor Gray Davis tells of a plot to bomb San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, you know what? Let me just say this. I know we're on in San Francisco. We're on in Sacramento. All over northern and parts of Southern California. Just my thought, 3,000 miles away, the guy's a dickhead.
The governor?
Yeah, the governor. I mean, he's going outside everybody else, just getting on himself and saying, right. Hey, listen, someone's going to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge. Someone's going to blow up the bridge. So now you got the National Guard out there on all these bridges. And I saw dudes from the FBI on TV today saying, he didn't call us. He just like thought that he had a threat and he goes out with it.
No, that's not the way they're supposed to do it, especially now when they're coordinating all the law enforcement and emergency service people. Well, he's talking about the Golden Gate and several other California bridges today through November 7th during a rush hour, says the threat. The bridges will remain open. Police and the Coast Guard and the Highway Patrol have stepped up security around the bridges. Ironically, or surprisingly to me, they're not searching any cars. They're not searching any vehicles. They're just looking at the bridge at both ends and watching it underneath, but no cars, no vehicles are being screened going across the bridge.
Buzz,
congratulations. You have managed to terrorize everybody in that area.
Well, it just seems odd to me.
Well, you know, actually saying something that's correct. I mean, if you're going to put people in this panic, if the governor's going to get on TV and say, you know, I've got a credible threat here, and I'm not going through the government on this. I'm just telling you, we've got this threat.
Well, for balance, the FBI says it hasn't been able to verify any of this.
Or was it a threat against Bow Bridges?
Who knows? Or Nash Bridges. California officials have gotten hundreds of threats since September 11th, but this is only the second one they've deemed credible. The first so-called credible threat to bomb Los Angeles movie studios,
Todd Bridges,
never came to pass.
Hold on, I got a guy from New Jersey says that these bowling alleys that we're going to be at next week are awesome.
Really?
Hello,
hey.
Tom?
Hey, yeah, guys, how you doing? I'm Mike Buzz, you know, the three radio gods. I've been to Baltimore before, and I'm quite certain a lot of the other bowling alleys you've been to have been pretty standard. You walk in, you see the lanes.
Mm-hmm.
This one is it's really different. You actually have to take an elevator up to the bowling alley.
Wow.
And they have two levels of bowling lanes, plus they have a big, wide bar like lounge area.
Oh.
And it's almost like a dance club. And
we may have found our New York home.
Oh yeah, it's a really phenomenal bar and lounge and bowling alley. They play club music sometimes, or they play, you can bowl under black. I mean, I would say it's one of the most interesting bowling alleys I've been to.
Very
and
cool.
I go back a lot there. So you guys are going to have a great time.
Outstanding.
Good to hear.
So it's like,
I'm going to make it my business to be there and meet you guys.
All right, well, come on. We'd love
Thanks
to meet
a lot.
You.
Thanks for the heads up on that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's very
no problem. You guys have fun.
We will, thanks. You don't often hear it's a great bowling alley.
No. I know. We've seen that. We're starting to get to be connoisseurs, though.
Yeah, we know,
we know the good, the bad, and the ugly.
We know what we like, and we definitely know what we don't like.
We do indeed.
Hello.
And I know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Hi.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
What is this, like the how you doing guy?
Good day to you, sir.
Apparently, sorry.
See you.
All right, goodbye. See you later. All right, Buzz, what's next?
Wait, it wasn't so long ago that times were good and unemployment was down to around 4%. You may remember us mentioning that.
Oh, that's Mike's, the proud 4%.
Yeah, absolutely. Times, as you no doubt have noticed, have changed. The jobless rate rose to nearly 5.5% last month, the biggest one-month jump in more than 21 years.
That's good news for us, more unemployed people listening to the radio during the day.
Amen. 415,000 jobs were eliminated last month, the biggest cut in payroll since 1980.
There they are. Hey, who cares if we can't feed our families? We got lots more time to listen to the Don and Mike radio show.
Hey, all right, man, I'm really suffering, but how about a mindless diversion? President Bush in no mood to celebrate. He says it means in addition to killing thousands of Americans, the terrorists also attacked the livelihoods of thousands of American workers.
Nice Bush.
Don won't be seeing his New York neighbor Geraldo Rivera very much. Geraldo's just ditched his job at CNBC to become a war correspondent for Fox News.
Oh, yeah, this is the sound of all the tenants in my building.
In a little over 2 weeks, he
heads, got that prick's moving out.
He heads for the front lines of the battle in Afghanistan. Quoting Geraldo, America's fight against terror is the biggest story of our times, and as much as I loved my CNBC program, I cannot stay anchored to that desk any longer.
Right, because America needs you, Geraldo.
Rivera does, in fact, have experience with war coverage from Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's also covered conflicts in Chile, Guatemala, the Philippines, Nicaragua, Lebanon, Croatia, Bosnia, Kosovo, and Colombia.
What a great guy he is. Hey, you know, did you see the picture in the Washington Post today of him?
Yeah, he's always been ever since that fight on his talk show, he's an interesting looking guy.
So they got this story, the headline says, Geraldo leaves cushy job to go cover war, and the picture that they've selected is him sitting on his boat with his shirt off, like making this gay muscle man pose.
Yeah.
Come on, please.
How old is he now, anyway?
Geraldo?
I don't know.
He's got to be up, he's definitely into the 50s.
Older than Buzz.
There you go.
Tim, you think you know what the turkey contest
Rob,
is?
Rob, he's not.
I totally got it. You guys are going to throw live turkeys from a plane. Remember the WKRP thing?
Less Nesman. No, we're not. This is an original one. Thank you, though.
Oh, man, I love the Frankenstein.
Everybody did.
Oh, yeah, you mean
that? Hey, Buzz, you rule.
Take care, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, who doesn't love Frankenstein? Everybody loves you, Frankenstein. Right. Where's the rest of those, Robbie? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good.
Yeah, this is what they should do in order to prevent any more terrorist activity.
All right.
What they got to do is, like, kidnap one of their leaders, like a high-profile person like Muhammad Ali. And that way it'll scare them that they won't do anything wrong while we got one of their leaders.
Okay, thank you.
Gilbert Godfrey, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for checking.
Thanks for calling, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No good.
Right, no good.
Very bad.
That idea, no good.
The Supreme Court justices and the other 400 people who work with them are back in their main building today after it was decontaminated.
Good.
Scattered reports of anthrax in post offices in Florida, Kansas City, Indianapolis, and New York, but officials in Washington say the threat here appears to be over.
Good.
Doctors still learning about anthrax. There's a lot they didn't know about the disease. A lot of what they thought they knew turned out to be wrong. Doctors have recently learned, however, one way to tell anthrax from the flu or a bad cold. They didn't know this before.
How's that?
Anthrax sufferers, they say, don't seem to get the runny noses. Symptoms are otherwise the same. Fever, achiness, cough, low energy, just no runny nose.
Mm.
After Nixon, presidential papers became public property for everyone to see. President Bush has just signed an order that changes that. The executive order signed by President Bush last night allows the White House and or former presidents to stop the release of their documents. This will no doubt set off a court fight with reporters that'll take years to settle. Under the order, even the family of a dead president could stop the release of his papers. Former vice presidents would also be able to keep their secrets.
We want to see your papers.
Up until last night, White House papers were made available to the public 12 years after a president left office.
Lisa, you are on the air.
Quoting one university historian, this is a real monster.
Our closest tie to the White House.
Hold
right
on.
There.
This is a real monster. What are you thinking about, Rob?
It's a monster.
No good.
Hey, it's a real monster.
It's a real monster.
Good. Good.
Will Smith has always been a little cocky. Now the co-star of Men in Black and the star of the upcoming Muhammad Ali movie may be out of control.
Good.
A few weeks back, Playboy published an interview in which Smith promised to run for president of the United States. He also claimed that thanks to his training for the Ali movie, he can beat up anyone. Now, in the December issue of Premier Magazine, Smith says the fitness training kicked up his sex life. Quoting Will, I mean, I am a sexual machine now, raring to go every second of the day.
You're talking about Bill Smith, right?
Will Smith.
Oh, I thought you said Bill Smith.
Will Smith.
Quoting Will, I'm human Viagra, I am Willagra.
Oh, please, eat me. Hello, we got a break. Joey.
I know the contest.
What is it?
Bowling frozen turkeys for Redskins videos.
Joey, I know you've...
Oh, you hung up?
I think he was just joking.
No.
Oh, yeah, because we did do the bowling with frozen turkeys like three years ago.
Yeah, right in the hallway. It was big fun.
We did it. Hey, David.
Yes.
Hi.
Radio Gods, how are you doing?
We're doing great, Dave.
I just want to let y'all know I had a little boy this morning. 7 pounds, 11 ounces.
Congratulations.
Beautiful.
And I named him after y'all. His name is Michael Don Boudreau.
Really?
Wow.
Really. I've listened to y'all for a long time. I used to, I just moved to Fayetteville from Louisiana, and I used to catch y'all down there.
That's a great name, Boudreau.
Boudreau. Mm-hmm.
But it's a Cajun name.
All right. Gotcha. All right, well, thank you, my friend.
We are honored.
Well, thank you very
much. Let's give this gentleman a round of applause.
Very nice. Yeah, good. That's good. That's good.
Michael Don Boudreaux.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye. Poor child. That legacy of that name will haunt him for his life.
Yeah, it's like, you know, in school. Why'd they call me that?
Hello, Chris.
Yeah, Frankenstein's not a monster. He's just people.
Just people.
Just parts of people.
Just people. Thank you, Chris. We got a break. And we will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
If you don't get wood, we don't get paid. The Don and Mike Show.
Just fly through these phones before we get a call 100 and buzz with more news. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're not doing caller 100 yet, are you?
No. Come on, keep it in your pants. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, is it Don or Mike?
Yes, hi. Who's this?
Oh, this is Pete from New York.
Hey, Pete.
Just wanted to give you a call about the Bowmore Lane.
Last one will be Wednesday night.
The place is unbelievable at night. I don't know about during the weeknights, but I was there one Friday night. The black lights go on. They use the glow balls. I mean, it's like, stepping back into the 60s with the mushrooms there.
Oh, very cool. All right, well, Buzz, you'll be right at home.
Trails.
Trails. Yeah, real what? Nice place, though. You'll enjoy it.
All right, thank you.
Except for the elevator. The elevator, it's a little old man with the old, push the lever.
Oh, that deal. Cool. Oh, that's fun, too.
Yeah. No, but once you're in there, it's you're going to enjoy it. You're going to have a good time.
Well, we're looking forward. Look, and come on out and see us.
Gotcha. Thank you.
We'll be there.
All right. Yeah. See you there, Pete. Thank you for the call. Let's clear these lines out now at 877-365-3636. Call 100. Prize package selected especially for you. Monday, what do we got Monday? Oh, Monday we've got Shiloh and her Playboy.com. Remember when they came in to do the video shoot with us?
Very exciting.
Because it's up on Playboy.com. Also, Monday we'll find out if TV star Leah Remini says hello to us to Horseface Joan Rivers.
Anybody giving her a gentle reminder? Like maybe somebody with a red pager thing?
I already done it.
Good.
I already done it. And also Monday, our friend from Sam Adams, Jim Cook, along with Matt Damon. So that's on Monday's episode.
Very exciting.
And now here is Buzz.
With my first DA award, I think. When a baby is first born, as you gentlemen know, their heads often appear to be misshapen because their skulls have not yet fully developed.
That's my skull. I'm so wasted.
In Cleveland, 19 babies having babies, 19-year-old Josh Brissett was uncomfortable with the shape of his baby's head.
Just people.
Doctors say the baby will be all right.
What did Josh do?
Josh is charged with using his hands to reshape the 5-month-old head to make it look more like his own.
Oh, my God.
Authorities say the baby's recovering well, and that other relatives
that's
are
not funny.
Now caring for the child.
What the? I mean, that is the DA of the year.
He's 19. The next
guy. Get that guy's number. Was he like a Play-Doh or something?
I guess.
Squeezing the kid's head?
I guess he noticed.
Yeah, and now it looks more like my head.
Jeez.
That's perfect.
Jesus Christ.
The next Dennis Rodman court case will be on TV. Court TV will carry the Las Vegas civil suit in which a craps dealer suing the former NBA player for $300,000. The dealer says Rodman humiliated and degraded him by rubbing dice over his bald head, stomach, and groin at the Mirage in 98.
Hey, Dennis, what did Carmen Electra do to you?
She baited me. I don't know.
Hi, Dennis.
I took dice. I wrote my journal.
That's the best Dennis Rodman press conference ever. He comes down and they say, how you doing? He says, I'm real relaxed. How come?
Carmen was upstairs and she just baited me.
He comes down and announces at the press conference, Carmen Electra just J.O.'d him.
Rodman's lawyers tried to stop the TV coverage of this trial. They said the cameras would create a Jerry Springer-like atmosphere. The judge didn't see it that way. Jury selection started today.
Uh-huh.
A fraternity at the University of Wisconsin's Whitewater campus has been told it cannot take part anymore in the variety shows. That's because the frat house staged a performance that featured one member in blackface.
The student used
Rob Spiewak.
Hi, everybody. Hope you enjoy the show.
Rob Spiewak.
Give my regards to Broadway.
Hello there.
The student used brown paint on his face and pretended to be Charles Barkley.
Swanee.
About 50 students protested, so the fraternity's been put on sanctions, a double-secret probation,
if you
will. You're
on double-secret probation.
And the school says it may expel the 70-member chapter of Tau Kappa Epsilon from the campus. The frat president is apologizing for, and listen carefully to the quote, the misunderstanding in our attempt to more accurately resemble the character in our skit.
The issue here...
Uh-huh.
Good quote, Rob.
Thank you.
Rosie O'Donnell says she loves Bush.
Well, we know that.
No. The very Democratic Rosie announced yesterday she has changed her opinion of the president. Quoting her, I love him now. I have nothing but accolades for the job he has done for this nation. I am in full support of the president.
He still thinks she's a pig.
Nathan Lane, meanwhile, has a polyp on his throat.
Oh, my God.
The award-winning star...
I wonder how he got that.
The award-winning
Gosh,
star...
Gosh, that's one. That's one for Sherlock Holmes.
Star of Mel Brooks' Broadway musical, The Producers, will be out of the show until further notice.
Oh, boy.
Just as the show raised its top ticket price to nearly $500, doctors say Lane appears to have a polyp on his vocal cords.
What, is it a white, drippy polyp?
They say, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Oh.
They say he needs rest. They say they don't know if he'll need surgery.
Oh.
ABC had to do some fast editing to cut Michael Jackson out of the United We Stand concert that aired last night.
Why?
The show was taped two Sundays ago, but it wasn't until this week the decision was made to cut Jackson out of the show. CBS is airing a Michael Jackson special on Tuesday to promote his new album, and the iNetwork threatened to delay that special to separate it more from his ABC appearance.
Well, I can go home now anyway and play my new game.
What's your new game?
Gerbilopoly.
Jackson, who reportedly is desperate to promote the album, had to give up the charity TV appearance in order to get the one he really wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Very desperate today on our show, talking about his new game. Was it King of Poop Mountain?
King of Poop Mountain and Peanut Hunt.
Never heard of those.
But we ran out of toothpicks.
In sports, Michael Jordan led the Washington Wizards to their first win of the season last night with 19 points. And the World Series shifts back to Phoenix today for Game 6 tomorrow night, and if need be, Game 7 on Sunday.
No need for that.
And finally, a female inmate at a jail in Syracuse, New York, is pregnant, and the jail guards are in trouble because of it. They're in trouble for not watching more closely when the woman's husband, also an inmate, was brought in for face-to-face visits.
Face.
The husband says he and his wife must have gotten away with this at least a half dozen times. The couple met in a small room with a big window, but the guards apparently didn't notice them having sex. It would have been easy to miss, since the husband says he estimated the duration of intercourse to be about 30 seconds each time.
That's my man.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's my man.
Don and Mike Show.
Right. Sorry, nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Don't be ashamed of that. That's a marathon for me, having sex. 30 seconds? Christ. That's like a Keith Sutherland TV show. That's like 24 hours for me.
In and done.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for all the great shows this week and all the telephone calls. Be safe. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. Back Monday with the all-new episode. New York, we'll see you next week. We want to thank Simply Wireless, AT&T, for supplying the Mercedes-Benz C230 we're giving away. The Mercedes-Benz C230 compressor sports coupe, the hottest new car from Mercedes. Thank you, Simply Wireless. Go to one of their 36 convenient locations or go to www.simplywireless.com. Melissa Stark on Monday Night Football. Thank you for being on the show today. Keeper Sutherland's brand new TV show is called 24.
All right.
Debuts next week on Fox. And of course, please join Grammy Award winning Mike O'Mara. Hi, everybody. And the Crap Blues Band at Main Street USA in Annandale, Virginia. That's tomorrow night from 9 till 1. Come on out. Make sure you say hi to Tom Gavin.
I will indeed.
No, I meant everybody else coming out to the show.
Oh, I thought you meant why you wanted me to say hi to him. Then that means I don't have to.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Pete Carrier.
Hey, where are you from?
Lorton, Virginia.
Beautiful, my friend. You want a two-night, three-day stay at the Wintergreen Resort. It's courtesy of Virginia Tourism. Whatever it is you love to do, you'll find it in Virginia this fall. To find out for yourself, visit virginiaisforlovers.com. Check out the 100 fall packages.
Right.
How can I do the show and not sit next to it? They put together
that Rob is now sitting very close to Michael.
Very close.
Go away. Very close.
Go away.
Have a great weekend,
well,
everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Next week, Yankees parade, the world-class hooker in the studio.
All right.
The singing dogs, and we'll tell you about the turkey contest.
As long as Rob sits far away from me.
Got to go. See you on Monday. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And now, Rob.
Hi, buddy.
Please, throw that hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
I got the thumbtack on his head.
Oh, hell. Oh, that was a bad effort. Threw it like a girl.
Girly
like
man.
Girl. All right, we'll see you Monday, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, we're out of time. We meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. Be kind. Be nice. And I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.